What is black ice?
Trying to play with my mind, yeah. Hate if you play with the guys. How you got beat but ain't nobody died, yeah. Don't play with my lies. Somebody give me a reason I try. Somebody give me a reason I try. Watch how I give them a reason to die. I got that heat, ain't leaving my side. Puss that nigga, treat him like a bride. Stop calling my phone, the pressure's on. We ain't putting shit to the side. He testing my phone, he gotta be shown. Damn, I hate, I reply. I been trying to put a snake in the sky. All these damn snakes in the sky. Love ain't number hate in the sky. These bullets make a nigga harmonize. The streets got a nigga traumatized. Jesus told a nigga trouble down. We told a nigga more fire. So we went about more fire.
I know it burglary, robbery. Play with us and get man down. Just another memory. I can't let a nigga take me down. It's either him or me. Man, you know we don't back down. We got artillery. Thug like pop, so I take the thug life with my chest. I ain't got no regret, kill for my respect. Damn, we gon' crash, you ain't tryin' wreck. I don't do the internet, look, I don't do the tip of tat. In the CTS Cadillac, be cool, know it's up when we see you. When it's up, we gon' pop out, put that weed down, bring them blocks out. We gon' drive by, we gon' hop out, they ain't talking about what we talking about. Look, when it beef, man, bop out, what them up, bring them up out. Look, set them up, you get crossed out, I don't give a fuck, they can all die. Look, I let a life of a maniac, hold your head up, who you aiming at? Playing with us, it get dangerous, boy, you might be on some angel dust. You 40 and you tryin' bang for what? My 40 on me, I'ma bang a duck. You ain't bloody enough to hang with us, old ass nigga better hang
with us. I know it, burglary. Robbery, yeah. Play with us and get man down.
Man down,
the memory.
Yeah.
I can't let a nigga take me down.
Oh.
It's either him or me.
Yeah.
You know we don't back down.
Bad
we got
down.
Artillery. You gon' be another memory. 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 You just another memory. Memory. You gon' be another memory.
Pull up, like, how you pull up, baby? How you pull up? How you pull up? I pull up.
Step in the kitchen.
Let's go. Brand new Lamborghini, fuck a cop car. With a pistol on my hip like I'm a cop.
Have
you ever met a real nigga rock star? This ain't no good pop, it's just a clock. My Glock told me to promise you gon' squeeze me. Safe to say I earned it, ain't a nigga gave me nothing. I'm ready to hop out on a nigga, get the bus. Know you heard me say you play, you late, don't make me push the butt. Full of pain, dropped enough tears to fill up a fucking bucket.
Going for buckets, I bought a chopper. I got a big drum and hold a honey, going for nothing. I'm ready to air it out on all these niggas, I can see I'm running. She talked to my mom, she hit me on FaceTime. Check up on me and my brother, I'm really the baby. She know that the youngest son was always guaranteed to get the money.
Okay, let's go.
Know that the baby boy was always guaranteed to get the loot. She know what I do, she know if I run from a nigga, I'ma pull it out, shoot. PTSD, I'm always waking up a cold sweat like I got the flu. Daughter G, she saw me kill a nigga from the earth before the age of two. And I'd kill another nigga too. Why let another nigga do something to you? As long as you know that, don't let nobody tell you different, daddy love you.
Let's go. Brand new Lamborghini, fuck a cop car. With a pistol on my hip like I'm a cop. Have you ever met a real nigga rock star? This ain't no good pop, it's just a clock. My Glock told me to promise you gon' squeeze me. Better let me go the day you need me.
Keep a Glockin' when I ride in the Suburban. Cause the codeine had a young nigga swerving. I got the mop, watch me wash them like detergent.
And I'm ballin', that's why it's diamonds on my jersey. Slide on outside and flip the block back, yeah, yeah. My junior popped them and left them lopsided, yeah, yeah. We spin his block, got the rebound in his ramen. For me one time, you can't cross me again. 1200 horsepower, I get lost in the wind. If he's talking on it, y'all depend, dogs will take his chin. Maybach SUV for my refugee. 5 blocks in the hood, put money in the street. I was solo when the ops caught me at the gas station. Had it on me 30,000, thought it was my last day. But they ain't even want no smoke. If I had to choose it, murder would she roll? Oh, 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 oh.
Let's go. Brand new Lamborghini, fuck a cop car. With a pistol on my hip like I'm a cop.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Have you ever met a real nigga rock star? This ain't no guitar, it's just a clock. My Glock told me to promise you gon' squeeze me. Better let me go the day you need me. Put me on that nigga, get the bus. And if I ain't enough, go get the top.
Thinking about my grandmama and shit. I got the number one record, they acknowledge the jit. They going crazy when they play a head bobbing and shit. And I'm just someone fucked up thinking about my father and shit. They found him dead a couple days before I started to the same day. I flew back to the city from Miami. I was out there with the fam just looking at my door. Thinking to myself like, damn, my baby looks just like my dad. Same time I got the news, my shit went number one, that's fucked up. That shit there was confusing a little bit. You know I flew in with the stick. Okay, like let me know what's up before I lose it in this bitch. And everybody trying to talk, I ain't trying to talk, I'm trying to click. I'm trying to send somebody with somebody let me know. I let some KRK Kirk, you know I rock behind my dad. You know I never gave a fuck about the words, it's about my fam. How the fuck I make it to the top, the same day I lost a nigga that had. I nigga perform on BET and a year ago, couldn't afford a sound. I had to move in with TG when I went broke, moving out the cash. You know about smiling every day for all your fans, act like you have. I spent 100,000 laying my daddy to rest, but I ain't brag. I got some questions, I'ma die about respect if I don't get asked. My mama stood up in the chest, took it like a G when she had cash. My brother be thinking that we don't love him, let him struggle like we ain't fat. Like I won't give up all I got to see you happy, nigga. We shot the world, everybody know what's happening, nigga. I'm still a giant. My song, it just went platinum, nigga. We on our own time, let's go move out to Cali, nigga. Put the kids in homeschool, let's go get us a mansion, nigga. Let's raise our kids right, let's watch the shit we teach them, nigga. Let's start a business for you so they can't say that you leeching, nigga. I know I'm the chosen one, cause sometimes when I be speaking, nigga, like on this song, I ain't rapping, I'm preaching,
if
nigga.
I love you, then I need
let's
ya.
Let's go.
I fuck with you like Martin fuck with Gina. We family like we Venus and Serena.
Hey.
Let's go get married like we thank God in Kenesha.
Okay.
Don't give a fuck about the words about my people.
Fact.
I don't care what the fuck they told you, we ain't equal. Niggas ain't cut from this and probably niggas see through.
Hey.
And I be too busy doing me to see what he do, nigga. Yeah, verse 2, that little nigga from the other side.
Uh-huh.
And I do it myself, whenever I ride, you know that my brothers ride.
Okay.
And I still got a lot of shit on my mind that I can't undecide.
Yeah, yeah.
Got me ready to slide, feeling like Doughboy when his brother
boys
died.
In the hood,
you know how I step, you know how I rep, you know about baby,
you know
nigga.
About baby.
You know how I'm coming back for that cross if you ever play me, nigga.
Yeah,
you know how I got it about the mud and turned it to gravy, nigga.
Huh?
It hit the rap game like crack cocaine in the 80s, nigga.
Fuck you niggas talking about, bro, like,
oh,
look,
oh my God.
Look, man.
Oh
look.
My God.
Baby on baby, now that's baby on baby.
God is great.
Big dog, baby.
Going baby on baby on baby.
Huh?
Yeah,
rest in peace my daddy, rest in peace my grandma.
If I love you, then I need ya. I fuck with you like Martin fuck with Gina.
Yeah.
We family like we Venus and Serena.
Hey.
Let's go get married like we thank God in Kenesha.
Okay.
Don't give a fuck about the words about my people.
Fact.
I don't care what the fuck they told you, we ain't equal. Niggas ain't cut from the same cloth, these niggas see through.
Hey.
And I be too busy doing me to see what he do, nigga.
Look at Vino.
Hop out with the chop out at my op house. Niggas swear they don't fuck with 12, he tryna cop out. Drop bounce, smelling what I'm cooking, put the rock down. That bitch used to fuck with us, she a op now.
Black bitch fucking B, her excuse she selling beans. Who want them for 17, 1,000 under 11 G's? F shake, exact, no, a nigga meth. Yes, rapper where? I sell dog and I'm not a bitch.
Yeah, stress, circle squares, and that's a solid rep. Quarter large, this bitch ain't hard, she try not to stir. I don't care, I done dumped on niggas with they mama there. I'ma jump out first, you know I never been no follower.
I say the under swallower, supreme truth, pot of purse. I don't trust a bitch, so if I slip, my youngest still alert. Rapper second, killer first, my eyes probably invented shirts. What's the next still in the dirt, little homie and cousin? I'm young. Big Sprites, they muddy. 12 uncles, they nutty. We been killin' for money.
Yeah, we been killin' for nothing. Bird face, bitch in public. Let's get back for our brother. Nigga better not ask for nothing. Back up and I touch me. Niggas get killed for clutching. Nigga die before they blink their eyes. Ain't even see me up in here with spot and across my eyes. I ain't even get the fuck. I was high. We just met one time. I told this bitch I love her.
And I told this bitch is fucker. Can't get me, gotta do my brother. Count to three, after three, I'm dumping, bumping, jumping, fuck him. Yelling free Reek, I'm still yelling free me. Free the shiners, she's got me. Got C's, I ain't Danny. Fuck niggas been trying me, ain't no put it behind me. I'm on this shit for real, ain't jumping on no deals. Before I was counting M's, I was keeping up with drills. I know what you ain't did, and I know that you ain't built for smoke. So why you playing with a nigga who done killed before? We still young. Thuggin', yelling free all my brothers, yeah. Yelling free all the shiners that died for wearing diamonds. Fuck 'em.
Yeah.
Caught the BMW, new deposit, I picked up another bag. Like fuck it, I'ma count while I'm in it. I had planes flying, crowds screaming, money counting chains, clanging shit, I guess that's how it sound when you winning. I ain't joking, do it sound like I'm kidding. I've been making like 2,000 a minute. So high up through the clouds, I was swimming. I'm probably gon' drown when I'm in it. I bet she gon' get loud when I'm in it. And we might have a child. I don't love a hoe after we fuck, she can't get near me. Only bitch I give a conversation to a Siri. My pants are Mary. Yes, I'm winning clearly. I'm the chosen one, see my potential, so they fear me. Lately I've been praying, God, I wonder, can you hear me? Thinking about the old me, I swear I miss you dearly. Stay down till you come up, I've been sticking to that theory. Every day about it, I'm exhausted and I'm weary. Make sure I smile in public when alone, my eyes teary. I fought through it all, but that shit hurt me severely. I've been getting high to have and hide my insecurities. Taking different pills, but I know it ain't cost a BMW. New deposit, I picked up another bag. Like fuck it, I'ma count while I'm in it. I had planes flying, crowds screaming, money counting chains, clanging shit, I guess that's how it sound when you winning. I ain't joking, do it sound like I'm kidding. I've been making like 2,000 a minute. So high up through the clouds, I was swimming. I'm probably gon' drown when I'm in it. I bet she gon' get loud when I'm in it. And we might have
they
a child
say I'm
when I'm
verse. Never put out a weak verse. I'ma size when we lurk. I'ma stuck to my feet hurt. When putting them streets first, white tees turn burgundy t-shirts. Looking for some real, he stuck in a deep search. Anxiety killing me, I just wanna leave Earth. When they ask if I'm okay, it just make everything seem worse. Trying to explain your feelings sound like something you rehearsed. Stab me in my back with a clean smirk. Looking so deep into your eyes, I can read your thoughts. Shut the fuck up, I mean, please don't talk. I done been through too much and I don't need another loss. Put that on every war scar for every battle. I'm the BMW, new deposit, I picked up another bag. Like fuck it, I'ma count while I'm in it. I had planes flying, crowds screaming, money counting chains, clanging shit, I guess that's how it sound when you winning. I ain't joking, do it sound like I'm kidding. I've been making like 2,000 a minute. So high up through the clouds, I was swimming. I'm probably gon' drown when I'm in it. I bet she gon' get loud when I'm in it. And we might have a child when I'm finished. When I'm finished, when I'm finished.
Yeah, y'all know, I don't even think they gonna understand this one, but you know, I'm not for fuck niggas to understand. Succeed. Oh, you kill on the gram, OG Bobby Johnson.
Okay.
All them guns in your video could camouflage you.
Right.
Niggas live on they live feed until they life fit.
Huh?
Niggas mob in the studio, but soft and light.
Man,
this shit here is getting out of hand. The same energy you had, I need this shit again. You know the way you said it when you said it to your man. I'm in your grill now, nigga, say that shit again.
I'm in your grill now, nigga, this ain't Snapchat.
No,
I'll put this motherfucker to your fucking snap back.
Back.
This is Zero to 100, Dodge, Jimmy, Hellcat. This is ain't finna recognize you in that trash bag. Cut a arm, cut a leg. What the fuck I'm aiming at if I ain't aiming at his head? I'ma empty out the clip until that motherfucker dead. I like 40s, but I'd rather hit him with the Smith and Wesson. The 40 hella cool, but the Wesson ain't no shit. Hot damn, y'all sick, but this nigga off me. I'm fly, cockpit, like I took off in a jet. Her mouth, my dick, head bobbing on the set. I'm just that lit, what the fuck did you expect, nigga?
Photons.
Huh. Hey, it's Big Son, I'm here young and I get to that cake. Peter, I bought certain shake, driving that bitch like a late. These niggas don't hold no wake, I had my year and I got his face. Play with me and we shoot out the place, I said a word, put you on a plate.
These niggas be cow, I don't listen to what you say, bitch. Cause I know you won't shake shit.
Off that fire, give you a facelift.
Make a bitch bow, like say your grace, bitch. We got K's and Drake's, bitch. We finna go eight, bitch. We hop off the stage, he just thumped the ASIC. These other niggas be basic. I just been a hoe like Tracy. She gotta suck me, if she tryna suck the baby. Boy, you lying, quit faking. Fly, and leave that block vacant.
Let me tell these niggas what we do. Let me tell these niggas what we do. Flip shit, thick bitch. Yeah. What I pull up in the whip with. They say I'm spazzing out my mind, I might need Ritalin. Yeah. Any niggas hoes, they always crying and having bitch bitch. You know how I stand out, I'ma shine, bitch, I'ma miss it. I'm fronting up those weed, they booking me overseas. I just met a bad in Vegas, bitch, I actually know some speed. They used to be saving 50 a pound, you can get both for three. I got this smoke for free, you know how it go with me. And you gon' need 10,000, ain't doing no shows for free. I got them hoes on me, pull up out there all over me. I book your hoe to sleep, sing to a bitch like I'm Jodeci.
The baby, no, start up on Vegas, it's 2019. No caps on, where you going for that bullshit? So, y'all already know, when I see you in traffic, if I catch you capping, you know what time it is.
Drake gon' do, bitch, I heard him quit city on.
I pull him up, let me see how this nigga look.
Nigga, the flash, man.
Let me see how this bitch look, man.
Yeah, we coming for all that.
Man, that nigga don't even deserve no shit like
that. I deserve it. All we gotta do is hit that back there. Them niggas be laughing too hard.
Them blues gonna be mine. Look at all them blues. Y'all see, I know the house there, right?
Yeah, right there.
And we hitting that bitch. We can slide right now. That's just how a nigga feelin', ain't even high. They just killed one of my little cousins, they ain't even cry. Same nigga just got shot up, but he ain't even die, he still alive. Damn. But I'ma slide on him. I've been to his crib, I got my eye on him. I even put some money on his head, I got like five on him. And no, we ain't stopping till they dead. We put that iron on a lot of niggas time, homie. Let me know right now. Cause if we driving in the car, you can't fit in the back. If a nigga play a disrespect, that's been he getting whack. They done gave these rolls all that time, he tryna give it back. Give him back, damn. Say you gon' slide on me. You pull up over here, switch, she don't ride, homie. I got Nicky Parker on my hip, that big 4-5 on me. I hope that nigga pray to make the lock, cause he gon' die.
Yeah, I heard about you.
Yeah,
you a bitch, that's the word about you. Yeah, we gon' come and get them birds out you. Yeah, before the feds get them birds out you. Let's go on the drill, brody, let's go on the drill. Brody on the pills, yeah, he twiggin' on them pills. Hey, let's go on the drill, brody, let's go on the drill. And we still right, nigga, then somebody getting killed. Let's go on the drill, brody, let's go on the drill. Brody on the pills, yeah, he twiggin' on them pills. Hey, let's go on the drill, brody, let's go on the drill. And we still right, nigga, then somebody getting killed. Five nigga block us. 12 stop signs couldn't stop us. Know that they feel safe when I was locked up. Ayy, know that they hit swindles but they not us. Ayy, know that I'm too real, I can't let no nigga fake me. Ayy, know we play for keeps, I can't let no nigga take me. No, no, I don't talk too much but my mind slicker than my auntie. More money and more choppers, I'm about to make these niggas hate me. Oh, you thinking with your dick, huh? But we gon' put this bitch on you. Gon' watch and we gon' sit on you. Pull up and put this stick on you. And knock a nigga top to his bottom, that's what this gon' do. Find out where they bury your bitch ass and I'm gon' piss on you. Cause I ain't got it all, nigga. Not at all, nigga. I know that they'll take your head off before they ball with you. We catch you, we gon' put your head on flat like a ball, nigga. And fuck whoever standing with you, nigga, they gon' fall with you. Yeah, I heard about you.
Yeah, I heard.
You's a bitch, that's the word about you.
Yeah,
we gon' come and get them birds out you.
Yeah,
before the feds get them birds out you. Yeah, let's go on the drill, brody, let's go on the drill. Brody on the pills, yeah, he twiggin' on them pills. Hey, let's go on the drill, brody, let's go on the drill. And we still right, nigga, then somebody getting killed. Let's go on the drill, brody, let's go on the drill. Brody on the pills, yeah, he twiggin' on them pills. Hey, let's go on the drill, brody, let's go on the drill. And we still right, nigga, then somebody getting killed. Brody on the pills, yeah, he twiggin' on them pills. Hey, let's go on the drill, brody, let's go on the drill. Hey, we see the right nigga, then somebody getting killed.
Kelly, motherfucker, Kelly, 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 Kelly,
Kelly, Kelly, Kelly, Kelly, Kelly, Kelly, Kelly, Kelly, Kelly, Kelly, Kelly, Kelly, Kelly, Kelly, Kelly, Kelly, Kelly, Kelly, Kelly, Kelly, Kelly, Kelly, Kelly, Kelly, Kelly, Kelly, Kelly, Kelly, Kelly, Kelly, Kelly, I'm looking for a reason tonight. They say it's 6 degrees of life. Opportunity, preparation, they meet us tonight. See me up in Neiman's right. Shine in my pinky bright. Looking light, looking light. Looking light, looking light. Looking light, looking light. Looking light, looking light.
Yellow shipping into Bellagio. Got the floor locked down, Guantanamo. You know what time it is, FL's in the best down. American gangster, man on fire, Denzel. Young bucks ballin' for free, on concrete. From the hallway to the Hall of Fame, Sidney Moncrief. I play so fantastic. Shorty called me a hardwood classic. give me room in the best way. Headway on the Brooklyn Queens Expressway. Let the Armand the Brink Jack pour the shore indoor. She claimed that you bore the illest she ever saw.
Niggas looking like I had it wrong.
Swim on both sides of the prime meridian. I move different, brighter than Luciferin. Though I weathered through incidents, implement my innocence. It was all a coincidence. Post bail, living large, nigga. That's why they call it a charge, nigga. All in my sleep, don't barge. My dream is so real. 20 car garage, nigga. Violating, annihilating. King County, gain equity, rock nations. From the door, the stash offshore. We sick getting money. Ain't no cure, the illest you ever saw.
Niggas looking like I had it wrong. Now them niggas know I had it right. They don't know about the sleepless night. Them looking for a reason night. They say it's 6 degrees in life. Opportunity, preparation, they meet us tonight. See me up in Neiman's right.
You already know what it is. This boy, Cat That, is definitely going down. Man, I got a couple of hot artists coming through here, plus some DJ that's doing this thing. Hey, DJ Cat That in Washington. Hey, we getting up with DJ Spencer in a second. Hey, stay tuned for that. Hey, anything you want to hear, hit me up. 347-945-7629. Press 1 to holler at your boy, Cat That. Get at me. In my Cat That in Washington page. In my Underground Talk page. Hey, it's a whole lot going on out there. We got a new magazine coming out real soon, so stay tuned for that. Hey, if you ain't checked out that new last magazine, check it out ASAP on issue.com, ISSUU.com. Search Underground Hip Hop, Underground Hip Dash Hop, or Underground Talk Radio, or Cat Denny Marshall. That issue will pop up for you. Hey, that issue's crazy. Hey, you already know what it is. Mixtapes on Spinning Wheel. Go ahead out there, check them out. Hey, we got that showcase coming up for you. We got a crazy show coming up for you on down in Burlington, North Carolina. That's right, we're going to pull up on you, Burlington, North Carolina. You already know what it is. But all the news and notes and everything you need to know is on all my pages, because we got a whole lot going on. Hey, hold on. Trying to finish some administrative dudes, but we got a whole lot going on out there. So, hey, definitely get out there. Check it out. Hey, you won't be disappointed. Next big show, hey, is going down. Burlington, North Carolina, you already know what it is. Hey, the Music Expo, hey, you already know. Definitely stay tuned. Like I say, my boy DJ Spears is going to be in here in a second. Hey, you already know.
You have the gun, I take the will. If you say go, you know I will. And though this love has its flaws, we're forever outlaws. Messed around, but I forgave you. Why do they still want me to hate you? Cause if I'm choosing to forget it, why can't they just mind their business? Cause I'm stuck, stuck like glue. I can't stop loving you.
I wanna see my dogs on the mountaintops. Them niggas only ballin' when they albums drop. I got a line of cars rappin' round the block. They living better than these rappers rappin' round the clock. I built a golf course and a car porch. Since everybody asking where your car's going. Mozzarella, now it's only tall cheddar. Most dope boys been a pallbearer. Package the product, then you pick it up back in Bahamas. Talking them dollars, how I touch it, come off as a profit. You leave your pistol on, then you on your own. Cause little one when it's on, they gon' do you wrong. See you nodding off on that fentanyl. If you're not a boss, boy, don't get involved.
I'm God.
You messed around, but I forgave you. Why do they still want me to hate you? Cause if I'm choosing to forget it, why can't they just mind their business? Cause I'm stuck, stuck like glue. Cause I can't stop loving you.
Whoa. Life full of VVS diamonds and bad choices. Young nigga dreaming about Tech Nines and Porsches. It's cold, I keep my hoodie on. Block 4-5, ready to get my boogie on. You pussy niggas panties showing. My bitch say I talk in my sleep. I start part driving, put it in reverse with my heat. Pistol talking back, I think I heard it cursing at me. They say you better not fuck a bitch or write a verse without me. Oh God, the streets left me scarred. Nigga, I'm bleeding, but it's concrete, Sean. Soda coming, I'll catch up with me, I keep going. Better come and get your bitch, cause she gone. She don't go. This that straight drop. All these other niggas re-throwing. Call my 9 Jada, she kissing. Nigga deep block. Know some niggas out on the west, they reppin' tree talk. These niggas still talking like bitches, I pray that shit stop. I don't wanna hear your opinion on about what's hip hop. 30 hanging off of my bridges, nigga, that's hip-hop. Oh, God.
You messed around, but I forgave you. Why do they still want me to hate you? Cause if I'm choosing to forget it, why can't they just mind their business? Cause I'm stuck like glue. Cause I can't stop loving you.
Yes. They calling it pandemic when it's really life. The only way to separate the men and mice. Until you seem successful, you considered roguish. That's why you seen that nigga pull up in that Lotus. He got the 40 on him up against his colon. Standing in the club, but know them niggas rolling. We all got a purpose and my people serving. All got some working and I'm speaking murders. Still be counting funds until my fingers purple. Praying for your mother, but it still hurts. Smoking on a bag that I got from Burner. The bottle's all black and that bitch a earner. Soldiers waving flags when they see the colonel. If you see the flash, then it don't concern you.
Oh, God.
Huh.
You messed around, but I forgave you. Why do they still want me to hate you? Cause if I'm choosing to forget it, why can't they just mind their business? Cause I'm stuck like glue. Cause I can't stop loving you.
Fans walking in the building right now. What it do, my G?
What's going on, my G?
Hey, what's going on?
Man, much was good.
Man, you know, man. Getting ready to hit the road, man. Getting everything ready for that, man. You know, spinning these records. Just preparing for the work week, man. How's everything with yourself, man?
And same thing, busy, crazy, getting ready for the work week, crazy, so much going on, craziness, you already know.
Yeah, man, for sure, it's that time, man, pandemic over, so everybody getting right back to it.
Time to get back to it. Hey, now, before we get to it a little bit more tonight, hey, throw a little bit of contact information out there for my people so they can get at you.
Oh yeah, for sure, man. Anybody that want to reach out to me, man, you can reach out directly to myself. At 347-620-0821, man. Just text me, man, that you locked into the show, man, that you heard, you was listening to the show, man. I definitely got you, man. I go by DJ Spins, man. A lot of people call me the real DJ Spins. You dig, Official Fleet DJs, man. Tap in with me, man. Network. Let's rock out.
For sure, for sure. I definitely rock with the Fleet DJs. Hey, y'all definitely in the movement. I'm a nerve DJ though. Hey, but I rock.
Okay,
with
Ohio.
DJs.
I see you. I'm gonna be out there, man. Shout out to my family, man. Fleet DJ fan, man. DJ Swamp Thing, man. My partner with this whole thing in the Ohio chapter, man. Shout out to my man Kev as well, man. He ain't a Fleet DJ, man, but he's definitely associated with mine out there as well, man. And my homegirl Cream out in Cleveland. You dig the homie Big Hef. Everybody out there, man. I'll definitely be out there in a few, man. We definitely got to tap in, man. Shout out to all the Nerve DJs out there. Johnny O, you know what I mean? Super shout out to the OG. You know what I mean? Definitely, for sure, man. I'll be tapping in. You know what I mean? I've been tapped in with the Nerve DJs a couple years, man. A couple conference calls. Got a couple artists on the conference calls and all of that type of stuff.
For sure, yeah. Shout out to Big Health. Big Health right now. He had the tour. He got that new artist going crazy right now.
Yeah.
Sleazy World. Hey, going crazy right now.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
Yeah, Big Help out down the road, but definitely tap into him when you get to Cleveland. When you get down here to Carolina, I'm in the Carolina, so we definitely gonna have a. Oh, my fault. Definitely, I'm in the Carolina, so definitely when you make your way down here, we gonna have to tap in.
Oh yeah, for sure, man. This tour right here, I'm not tapping into the Carolinas, man. We tried to make something happen, but definitely the next one, man. I'm back at it, man. It's still under negotiations, but most likely, man, I'm back on the road September, man. I'm going to be making an announcement for that like in 2 weeks. Actually, while I'm on the road on this one, you know what I mean? I'm working on something real major, and I'm definitely going to be stopping through the Carolinas, man, for sure, for sure. Shout out to my man Brooklyn out there in South Carolina and everyone out there holding it down from the Fleet, Aaron. You know what I mean? OS, everybody doing their thing. I'm definitely going to be tapping in the Carolinas, so we definitely got to link up for sure.
We definitely got to link up. Now, this tour going to be crazy because you hit some big cities and you hit some big areas. I see you in Richmond, Virginia, Warnock. Like you say, you going to Cleveland and you're going to be out there in Denver. And you got some hitters on here. You got some heavy hitters on here. I see Lil J. On Young Bleed. Hey, how this come together? How you put this joint together?
Yeah, man. It's like I was saying earlier, man. Pandemic was over, man. This is something I was actually been doing for a long time, man. Last couple years. It's actually going to be my 7th tour that I'm actually putting together and doing something with, man. The last tour I actually did was with the featured Silk the Shocker from No Limit, man. Super shout out to Silk, man. We was tearing it down in the Midwest back in 2018. Then I did a little promo run in 2019, right before 2020 hit, with Little J on the track from Crime. We did a little promo run out in Ohio. Shout out to Swamp Thing. You know what I mean? He plugged us up on a couple venues. We did a couple of shows there, man. And then before that happened, I told Little J, you know, like, we got to get back and do more than a couple of shows because that was like 3 shows that we had there. So I told him, I was like, yeah, you know, I just went crazy with Silk in the Midwest. We need to, you know what I mean? We need to do like 5 or 10 shows. And he was like, let's do it. And then 2020 hit. And then we was just kind of at standstill. And then I've been working with artists. Shout out to my homegirl, Lady Lowe, out in Virginia. Yeah. And we was just working during the whole pandemic to where I was like, yo, I need to get you a beat. So I hollered at Little J on the track. And then through that whole building up for that song and getting everything going, he was like, yo, don't forget me, you know what I mean, once things start opening up. And then as soon as I seen, like, you know what I mean, the whole vaccine came out, and then I was watching what other labels was doing as far as when they were setting their timelines to hit the road and different things like that. I started planning, like, oh, yeah, we're going to definitely do this. So I reached out to Little J. We got a couple dates locked in. And then I reached out to my man as well, who I was talking to from Young Maybach Music, my homie Young Breed. I reached out to him because I was working with Lady Low on songs with him at the time as well, and other songs with Cartel Gas with him. So it just felt right. Like, you know what? I'm going to add you on too. You know what I mean? Let's go out, hit the road. Plus, he told me he was working on the songs that he just did with Gunplay on the album that Gunplay just dropped 2 weeks ago. And then I knew he had other things in the work as well. So I was like, you know what's going to make sense? You got to promote your stuff. I'm trying to hit the road, promote my stuff. Let's do it. You know what I mean? So that's how that all came together. And then as far as the tour route, it was just pretty much just reaching out to family and everybody I'm connected to. Like I said, man, my family, DJ Swamp Thing out in Ohio. My family, Kev, you know what I'm saying, out in Ohio. Lady Low in Richmond, in Roanoke, excuse me. You know what I mean? And my family out in Richmond. Then Denver, I got artists out there, man, that I work with, and promoters, and, you know, the Fleet Fan. We worldwide with it, man, all over the country. So it was pretty much like just tapping into whoever wanted to work in and just putting the situation together. You know what I mean? It was supposed to be 10, but we cut it down last minute. You know what I mean? And it's just 8 cities now.
Okay. For sure, for sure. Definitely got a good situation tied down. And in that situation, definitely let me, we link. So definitely let me in on it. Let me know about it because I'll be moving around.
Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure. Yeah. I definitely got you, man, because like I said, I'm definitely planning on heading to Carolinas. I actually was planning on heading to Carolinas this stop. It was supposed to be the first stop of the tour. You know what I mean? But things ain't really playing out as far as like, with the person I'm working with, man, they actually got the anniversary on the date that I had everything set up for. So it was like, I ain't going to make you miss your anniversary to do this show. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you go ahead and do that, and then I'll catch you on the next one. So that's why we ain't actually hit the Carolinas, man. But I'm definitely tapping in with you on the next one. And it's going to be bigger too, man, because this tour right here just sprung up a whole nother opportunity. I got major players that's going to really be behind it. And we're going to really do it even bigger than this one right here that we got going.
For sure, for sure. Now, I deal with a lot of underground artists. There's a couple of them tuning in right now. And they're going to be tuning in throughout the week. Hey, if they want to get at you, if they want to hop on one of these cities, what they need to do to get on this joint?
Well, to hit the tour, you know what I mean? Hit me up directly again. 347-620-0821. Just text perform on tour. You know what I mean? And we can lock you in for the next one. Possibly this one. We got like one more spot left over for this tour right here. As far as coming through, man, I take care of pretty much the hotel and the travel, man. You get to rock out with me on the road. So, you know what I mean? Just hit me up. We can network. We can, you know, handle business on that end. If you want to do a select city on this tour, man, I don't charge to perform. You know what I mean? All I ask is that you really just handle your business and you got like a little base that you could bring with you to support. You know what I mean? But other than that, man, I don't charge to come out and perform in each city. Some cities is pretty much a lock. Roanoke is pretty much sold out already. Richmond is pretty much headed in the same direction. Shout out to my homegirl Jasmine B and Jazzy Beats out in Richmond doing their thing. Same as looking like in Cleveland. You know what I mean? Cleveland's looking real good. But we got a couple other more dates, man. If y'all want to come out and rock the stage, man, we got Cincinnati open. Denver, we got like one or two more slots open. Wisconsin is a lock. You know what I mean? Shout out to my people's Mob World out in Wisconsin. You know what I mean? The homie Mob God, Mob Boogie, everybody doing their thing out there in Racine. That one's looking real crazy. We only got like a few more for this tour right here. We're only like 2 weeks away. But the next tour is really just open at this moment in time. Like I said, I'm going to be announcing all the details for that within the next 2 weeks. So y'all could definitely hit me up for that one. If you want to hit the road, promote your brand, get your tour, your label on the road, hit me up. You know what I mean? Again, at 347-620-0821. Just text me, perform on tour, and then I'll chop it up with you, man. I'll call you and we can rock out.
For sure, for sure. And I'm glad you touched on if they come out there and perform, you ain't charging nothing.
But bring your own crowd. That's what I've been telling artists. Because I've been moving around myself, having shows in the Carolinas, having shows out in Texas, having shows in Miami. And artists ask, hey, how can I get a paid show? Hey, that's a way to get a paid show right there. Hey, charge your people to come with you.
Right, exactly. Yeah, and then you know what's crazy about that? Like, I got a minimum requirement, you know what I mean? Like some cities, I'm asking just to bring 5 people with you to support you just to be able to hit the stage as a minimum requirement, or just 10 people as a minimum requirement, you know what I mean? But we are paying people that do have a fan base and could bring out a crowd, you know what I mean? That's something that we do, and that's something that I try to actually help artists with as well, because like you said, you've been doing this a long time. You've been seeing it happen, and artists are striving to get there, but they don't understand how to get there. You know what I mean? Like, it starts with that, man, just building your foundation to where that's the money, man. You could go, I guarantee you, man, you go to any promoter in your city, you guarantee that you're going to bring out 100 people. You guarantee you're going to bring out 50 people. I guarantee that promoter's going to pay you. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I pretty much just try to actually help artists with, man, is really just building that foundation to where they can start getting paid, because you don't need a lot. You don't need 1,000 people to be successful as an independent artist, man. You just need a few hundred. You know what I mean? So if you could start to build up your supporters by actually getting 5 people here, 10 people here, and then building that up and going to each showcase with that mentality, like, I'm going to bring 20 people here. I'm going to bring 30 people here. By the time you look, you'll be able to charge because you got 50 people that's going to come out and support you. And then now you're a paid artist in your city. And then once a promoter's having a show or something like that, why not? He's going to call you because he wants those 50 people guaranteed. You know what I mean? So that's what I try to actually help artists with when I hit this road and I go to city, is for them to help build their foundation, and as well as link with other artists that's doing the same thing. Because if you link up with another artist that's in the building, he got 10 people he brought in as a minimum, and you link up with another artist, they brought 10 people as a minimum. If y'all come together as a team, y'all can guarantee 30 people at each show. You just give them a little quick 2 minutes of them performing or something like that, collaboration. Y'all can eat. You know what I'm saying? As a collective, just coming together and building up. Like, you know what I mean? You might not have 30 by yourself, but if you link up with them 2 artists that you met at this show, now y'all got 30 plus, you know what I'm saying? That's numbers enough to where a promoter's definitely going to want you in the building, because that's 30 people paying $20 a ticket. You know what I mean? It's just all about collaborating and networking and building your foundation. You know what I mean?
Definitely. Hey, and you definitely networking. You definitely moving. Now, you brought a joint along with you tonight. We did it featuring J Hood. Hey, I want to let the people in on this drawing before we get ready to go to it.
Oh, yeah, for sure, man. Shout out to my homie Jay Hood, man. He's definitely been always supporting everything I've done. We actually got a mixtape coming out later this year. You dig the Freestyle Chronicles, man, to where we're dropping freestyles from him as well as other independent artists, man. You know what I mean? He's always worked with him. I posted his tapes. He's hosted my tapes. And I got an artist, man, that I linked up with recently, man, by the name of Lady Low. You know what I mean? Shout out to Lady Low. She's out in Virginia, Roanoke area, man. She's actually going to be on tour with me when I hit the road in 2 weeks. You know what I'm saying? And we've been working. And in the midst of that, this is where I reached out to Little J on the track and was like, yo, we need to get you like a fire beat. You know what I'm saying? Like, it needs to be something with that's really going to speak and just have that credentials behind it. So we reached out to Little J on the track from Crime Mob, platinum producer, platinum recording artist, you know what I mean? I was like, yeah, let's get him on here. So we went, we got that, we got him together, got the beat from him, he sent it. I was like, yeah, this is it right here. You know what I'm saying? He showed super love, man. He's 100% behind it. And then I told her, I was like, we need another element to this song, you know what I mean? And she's 100% behind everything that I tell her. You know what I mean? She's not like, you know, some artists be like, nah, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this. Like, she trusts in what I say and just the vision that I have, that I could see her brand going. You know what I'm saying? So she was with it. She was like, what are we going to do? And I was like, man, let's add Jay Hood onto it. You know what I'm saying? We need a spitter. We need somebody that has a brand behind them and as well got bars. You know what I'm saying? Because she's bringing bars. She's bringing that real hip-hop element. So I was like, man, what else best but to get the veteran himself, Jay Hood, you know what I mean, on the track. So I reached out to Jay, and he showed me love, man. He set that joint back within like 2 hours of me actually even getting it. You know what I'm saying? Sending it to him. It did his thing. And the track became what it was. I was like, yeah, this is it right here. So we led with it with a single. You know what I mean? I polished it up a little bit, took out a couple stems from the beat on a couple drops, told Lady Low what to do as far as leveling and all of that, man. And once we was ready, man, we put it out. And now we're going to hit the road. We're promoting it. And we're gearing up, man, to actually promote her mixtape as well, man, that she dropped. And this is the lead single off of it right here. We Did It, featuring Jay Hood, produced by Little J on the track.
All right, let's get it.
Hey, yo, these niggas know the vibes, man. Two motherfucking boys, Double O and all that. Hey, yo, Lady Low, time to turn up. What's your choice?
Got this way, look at Grace, we did it. Beach house on the wall, we did it. Ridiculous, picky with my beat, meticulous, no speed, no sense, New York City, bitch. I like my ride top down, with a fitty mouth, my boy said you talk slick, that's a pretty mouth, I heard for spare change, you go down south, you don't drive by, you pull up on your house.
Grizzlies on the skizzy, we did it. Dodging one time, busting jugs, we living.
One time,
still dripping, still spitting, pussy living. Bushmaster with the suppressor, I gripped it. A goofy rap nigga cranium, I split it. When them hollows pit this intestine, that nigga shit it. These niggas ass and they capping, I get it.
They capping,
realest nigga in the shit, just admit it. That's my flow, that's my glow, run that dough, we that phone, rap with toast, they can't toast, give me that loop, we that loop, no hat low, don't get old, I don't shit more, let it go, let it whip slow, OG, fucking cook, yeah.
You already know what it is.
Yeah, sir. Shout out to Lady Low, man.
For sure, shouts out to Lady Low. I had on her a while back, and she definitely go hard. Hey, love everything she got going on.
Yeah, man, she's a special one, man. She really brings it, man. I love her originality. I love her passion, man. She's really something great, man. Her mixtape did phenomenal, man. Over 75,000 hits, you know what I mean? And it's still counting, man. She's still averaging over 50 monthly listeners just on that tape alone, man. So she's definitely doing her thing, man. And like I said, she's going to be on the road with me, man, on this tour, just like any other artist out there that's listening, man. It could be you, man. Hit me up again, man, to rock out with me. You dig? I do go through music, you know what I mean? Lady Low will let you know. Like, I'm not just letting anybody and anything. You got to really be bringing it, and you really got to know what you're doing as well as far as having your business intact and just having a game plan as well. And your sound correct too. Like, as one thing that I really respect and I love about Lady Low is she's just not going for what she feels is hot. You know what I mean? She's willing to get the opinion to the DJs, you know what I mean? And everyone that really matters that's going to break the record and turn it to that next level. You know what I mean? So shout out to Lady Low, man. And much love again, for real, for real.
For real, for real. And that sound, hey, like you say, hey, that sound is key. Make sure everything right is key. Because when you out there on the road, hey, that's your name on the line too. So if you throw somebody on stage that ain't ready or somebody sound, you put somebody in a club, they sound ain't right, hey, that's going to come back on you.
Right, exactly. Yeah, nah, and that's the key, man. Like with this whole thing, man, I'm renting out venues. I'm doing everything possible to put this situation together, you know what I'm saying? So when it comes to getting these artists on stage, like I said, it's free. I don't mind them rocking out as long as they got, you know, the minimum requirement of supporters with them. But I'm going through submission. One of the first things I ask them is to send me a link of their music. And I take the time to listen to pretty much their whole catalog, as well as look at their brand and how they're promoting themselves, how they're just taking care of their craft, because I need the best people in the building. You know what I mean? And I wholeheartedly mean that. Like, I need the ones that literally, they're really taking this passion seriously, and they really trying to take their brand to the next level, musically and business-wise. You know what I mean? So the sound is very, very important at the end of the day. I know a lot of people be like, oh, this is music. This business is, you know what I mean, 10% music, 90% business, but the music really plays a really valuable part in this, because that's what at the end of the day determines if the business is going to go to where it needs to get to, you know what I mean? So it's got to sound right, it's got to sound good for the people in the actual building, and I'm going through every submission making sure that the music is right, you know what I mean? Because that's very, very important still today.
For sure, definitely important. Picks up on you on that. Yeah, definitely important, because they can't, you can't listen to it, they can't listen to it.
At the right.
Yeah, y'all a team. Once it's out there, hey, y'all a team.
Right, big facts.
I learned that, I kind of learned that the hard way when I first jumped into it, to this. I put an artist, his sound was right. Everything was good. His music was good. It wasn't like his music was trash, but he wasn't ready for to be out there yet. Long story short, hey, I put him in the stage in Charlotte. Put him in the stage in Charlotte, and he got my shit shot the hell up. Yeah, my God.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and I say after that, never again. Like, everything got to be right. Like, you got to be ready.
Oh,
like,
yeah, nah, for sure. Yeah. For sure. Yeah. I've been there, man. Like I said, this ain't, like, my first rodeo with this, man. I've been doing this for a couple of years, and I've actually seen that, man, happen not too long ago, man, in, like, 2016. That's where I actually learned that. Like, oh, yeah, I need to start, you know what I mean, listening to these songs first, mm-hmm. because – man, I had someone come on stage and they emptied the whole club out, man. Like, everybody was, like, not into it. And then he was doing, like, a 15-minute set. It was just like, oh, man. By the time he was at the 13th minute, half the venue was outside. I was like, oh, this is not good at all. You know what I mean? So, yeah, I definitely had to learn that the hard way as well. Like, yeah, we need to get this right.
Got to get it right. Yeah, I learned that the hard way. I just remember that little motherfucker say, oh, we about to have this bitch out. We about to shake this shit down. He went lying. This day, you know, I just hit shit at the goddamn door. Goddamn, we ain't got
oh, man.
Shit. But you live and you learn. You live and you learn.
Yeah, big facts, big facts.
Yeah, just hopped in. And after that, it was like, I'm the same way. Check everything. Make sure everything 100. Because you still can sound good, but your stage, you ain't ready for that stage yet. And you say, like you say, this game is about 20% music, but the music is the key. Like, that 20% music, that's what's going to lead to the business side of the shit.
Right.
And if you ain't
big facts, like,
yeah, if you ain't ready yet, like, it ain't going to lead to no business side.
Right, yeah, that's facts, man. I tell artists all the time, man, don't rush this process, man. Like, you know what I mean? You got time, you know what I'm saying? To handle yourself, get yourself right, get your songs right, you know what I mean? Don't have no yes man around you, because I think that's where most artists fail, man, especially in today's game. Like, everybody wants their music out. Everybody just wants to just put music out. But then you look at their discography, and they released a whole bunch of whack music, you know what I'm saying? Or just music that they couldn't even afford to really market and push the correct way. And now you got your discography looking like a whole bunch of failures on it, you know what I mean? And I think that's where they mess up at, man, is just rushing this process and not getting the right song out there, you know what I mean? Just by listening to their friends. Like, no one heard the song before they put it out that is going to really be the ones that's pushing the button. They ain't getting no DJs. They ain't get on this interview platform. You know what I'm saying? They ain't getting nowhere. You know what I mean? Like, all they did was just tell their homeboys, this is it. All right, let's push it out. No one that really is going to tell them, like, yo, this might not work in this market you're trying to push it in. You know what I'm saying? Like, you being in the Carolinas, you know that a lot of West Coast music ain't going to pop out there in the Carolinas. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's something, it's got to get hot in the West Coast, get that trend behind it, and then start to push down to the rest of the states. You know what I'm saying? And some artists, man, being a West Coast artist, they just going to go ahead and be like, you know what, I'm going to push it in Carolinas. Or even vice versa. Artists from the Carolinas going to be like, you know what, I'm going to go to New York and perform this. It's like, what? You're not even paying attention to none of that. You're just releasing music. It doesn't even sound good in this market or that market. You know what I mean? So I think that's where a lot of artists mess up at, man, is just not understanding their sound. You know what I mean? To where it's going to make sense business-wise. Now they done spent money. They done spent all this change and promotion, time, effort to put out something that ain't even going to work besides their homies getting it to their friends and stuff.
For sure. Definitely. And then they friends hyping them up. But when it's time to go out there and make some cash, and it ain't making no cash, they gonna disappear.
Yep. Facts. And then they buy themselves, and that's the long end. And I've seen it, man. I've seen it happen year after year, man. And it shouldn't really take that long. You know what I mean? If you're doing this the right way, it ain't gonna take too long for you to pop, especially in today's game, with you not even having to leave your state to reach somebody in, like, for instance, yourself in the Carolinas. You know what I mean? I didn't even have to leave my house to reach down there. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the difference between now and back in the day, to where back in the day, I would have had to go to the Carolinas and touch down on the soil and put up posters and pass out, you know what I mean, my CDs and everything just to get people to hear me out there before it hits the radio and all that. Nowadays, man, I could literally, man, I'm saying, hop on online and chop it up with you or chop it up with another platform or even just go via social media and text somebody out in California right now, you know what I mean? Or even South Africa, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You got access to really reach all around the world without even having to leave your house, you know what I'm saying? So it's like you could really pop super easy now if you do it the right way, you know what I mean? It doesn't take too long. But like you said, they're going to end up wasting time and wasting that effort. And then 3-4 years now, no, your friends don't even want to help you. You know what I mean?
Definitely. I ain't going to help you. Now, that was about to be my next question. With you moving around, are you doing your thing? You know, people going to come check you out here tonight, later on this week, because they can listen to my show live and after the fact. Hey, what's the biggest support you need? What's the biggest help you need when they come out there and check you out?
Can you repeat that again? Kind of went in and out just a second.
I'm muffled by that. I was saying, what's the biggest support you need? What's the biggest help you need when people come check you out? They come search a new movement out. What's the biggest help in the sport you need?
Like, what's the biggest help that I need?
Yeah.
Man, I would say, honestly, man, it would probably be, man, to help my social media presence, I guess you would say. Because I'm not, like, I've always done this for the love of it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've always done this just because I love to do it. I could DJ for hours and hours each and every single day without nobody, you know what I mean, paying me or doing anything for it. So social media to me was never, something I stressed, you know what I'm saying? So like more so when people come out, that's something I stress now, you know what I mean? Because I know the importance of it just from the aspect of someone judging you off of your social media numbers. You know what I'm saying? Like, I do a radio show, and I have some of the top artists in the world come on my show and break their music and just come out and promote their projects on my show. You know what I mean? And they'll see that, and it's still like, well, he don't got no followers. It's kind of like, bro, like, before the followers, I done built the street rep on it. You know what I mean? So it's like, why I need followers for when I'm really in the streets with this? You know what I'm saying? So it's like, the social media now, people will judge you off of that no matter what you're doing. You could be working with the best of the best. If they don't see a number, then they're just going to go past you. Like, oh, nah, he ain't really doing nothing because he ain't got an Instagram following or whatever. So I think more so now is just now just trying to build that up. So that's pretty much like what I'm stressing on actually building as far as for myself is just getting my numbers up so like that the whole brand just matches across the board.
For sure, for sure. We're going to help you get your numbers up. You already know. I'll be tagging.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Hey.
You know, man, this show right here, legendary, man. You know, as soon as I found that I was going to be on it, I was hyped. I was like, yeah, this is what it is, man. Shout out to MJ, man. You know what I'm saying? I definitely appreciate everything she does for me, man. I work hand-in-hand with her a lot. You know what I'm saying? And she's phenomenal. You know what I mean? So as soon as she told me, like, oh, yeah, this is what it is, I was like, oh, yeah, that's what's up. Definitely lock that in. Cause I need to be on there, man. This is legendary in the streets, man. I know what's up.
For sure, for sure. Yeah, I've been walking the world for some years. Hey, she definitely on the grind, and she definitely gonna get you out there where you need to be.
Oh yeah, for sure, man. Me and MJ do a lot of business, man. Definitely my partner in crime, man. For sure, for sure. Shout out to MJ, man.
Yeah, shout out to MJ. Yeah, she definitely. We do a lot of business together too. That's my second hand. That's my second hand right now too.
Right, big facts.
For sure. Hey, so you already know we link DJ Spin. Anything you got going on, hey, feel free to tag me in it. Hey, I'll make sure I post it on all my pages. And then definitely the second part of this tour, hey, let's link up. Let's get the Carolinas on this tour.
Oh, yeah, nah, for sure, man. I definitely, like I said, we definitely making that happen for the next one, man, because I'm trying not to hit every, like, the same repetitive cities each and every single time. So for this next one in September, man, we hitting the Carolinas. We definitely stopping in Kansas, St. Louis for sure. Of course, I'm taking it back to the hometown, New York. Got to do New York this time around. You know what I mean? It's not on this leg right here, you know what I'm saying? But it's definitely going to be on the next one for sure. You know what I mean? And a couple other cities, but Carolina is definitely where we're going to be stopping at, man. Shout out to Brooklyn. Shout out to the homies, all the fleet DJs out in the Carolinas and everything like that, man. Homie Aaron, I'm definitely going to be touching down over there for sure. And as well as Vegas, too, super shout out to my fam, man, my partner that helped me put this whole thing together, man, my homie Dev, you know what I mean, CEO of AMG, man, American Monster Guild. You dig? We're definitely touching down in Vegas for the next one in September for sure. And shout out to everyone again, man, that's rocking out with me, helping me put these things together, man. The homie Kez, Jasmine B out in Virginia, the homie Swamp Thing, man. Much love. Definitely appreciate you. You dig? And everyone tapping in, man. Terry Legato out of Denver, man. Super shout out to her. You dig? Shout out to everyone, man. We definitely going to be touching out maybe a couple cities. Maybe we do North Carolina and South Carolina. You know what I'm saying? Maybe we could chop it up after this call, man, put something together, man, because the next one is definitely going to be super, super major, man. I got a major label helping me back it up for this next one, man. So we coming with it, man. I'm trying to hit 20 cities this next time in September. You know what I'm saying? So we definitely make something shake, man.
All right, definitely, definitely. Yeah, we'll definitely link up. I'll shoot you a DM if it don't be too late tonight. I know I go to about 1 o'clock in the morning, but if not tonight, first thing in the morning when I wake up, shoot your DM and start fighting on some stuff. Cause
I know. Oh yeah, for sure. I know what it is, man. I'll be up either way, man. I'll be waiting for it, man. I'm gonna be up, man. Definitely, will appreciate that, man. We definitely gotta make it happen for sure, man. Cause like I said, man, this is a legendary show, man. Any artist I get, I make sure they come through this platform, man, including, you know, like Lady Low. You know what I'm saying? I make sure they touch this platform because I know what this joint hitting like, man, out in the streets, man. And I already know, man, legends done touch this platform. And I know what it's shaking like, man. Y'all everywhere. Y'all blasting everywhere, man. Y'all on Blog Talk. Y'all on Live 365, man. Y'all everywhere. And the following is lit on each and every single platform, too. You know what I mean? On IG, y'all get it popping. You know what I mean? So we definitely need to make that happen, man. Make it shake for September, man. Get it, you know what I mean? A sponsor thing going, man. Underground Talk Radio as a sponsor on this next one, man. And get it shaking out in the Carolinas.
All right, for sure. Hey, I appreciate you hopping on, DJ Spin. Before you ride out, throw that contact on information one more time, then we gonna do a little bit of repeat action. We gonna let you ride out to it. We did it one more time.
Oh yeah, nah, I definitely appreciate that, man, for sure, man. Any artists again, man, you wanna tap in, man, you wanna just come out for this next tour, man, out in September, man. Text Perform on Tour to 347-620-0821. You dig? Do not call, text, you know what I'm saying? Because this I'm promoting this on air, so you could imagine how many artists is going to be trying to call me. So please text me, Perform on Tour, you dig? Again, to 347-620-0821. Or you could just DM me, man, on social media at The Real DJ Spins, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Website is the same, man, therealdjspins.net. You dig? Hit me up. And before I get off too, man, I want to plug up, man. Shout out to the tour sponsor, man, 646 Entertainment, the homie OG Neil. You know what I mean? He's going to be rocking out with me, man. And he's looking for artists as well, man. He's doing 50-50 partnerships for all artists, man. So if you want to come out and perform in the city, rock out with me, man. Again, just text me, Perform on Tour. And I definitely got you, man, or DM me, Perform on Tour, and I'll lock you in, man, so that you come out, you know what I mean, perform at one of these cities, man. We're going to be touching down in Richmond, Roanoke, Columbus, Ohio, Cleveland, Ohio, Cincinnati, Racine, Wisconsin, and Denver and Pennsylvania, man. So I definitely want to come out and rock out, man, because we got something for the artists, man, for real. So, again, text Perform on Tour 2347-620-0821 or hit me up in the DM at The Real DJ Spins.
Alright, get at them. And we tagging them right now some things, so they're going to be easy to find. Hey, I appreciate you dropping by tonight, DJ Spins. You already know, you welcome anytime.
Hey, man, I appreciate that, man. I appreciate y'all having me. You know what I mean? Letting me be a part of the show. Again, it's an honor, man. From the DJ side of things, I know how big this is, man. So, again, I appreciate it. Any drops, just let me know. Like I said, I'm waiting on your text anyway, so we're definitely going to chop it up. You know what I mean? But, again, man, I appreciate it again. And, again, this is We Did It, man, by Lady Low. You dig? Featuring J Hood, produced by the platinum producer, man, Little J on the track. You dig? Right now, all digital major streaming platforms, man, go ahead and check it out. You dig? Video coming real soon. And again, she's going to be on tour, man, so I get to rock out and see her perform it live, man, for anybody that's going to be coming out, man. Tickets on sale right now on my website, man. Prices vary in different states, all that good stuff, you dig? But, again, man, I appreciate you again, fam, for having me on the show, man.
For sure. You already know.
Already, man. Shout out to the team again, man.
Hey, yo, these niggas know the vibes, man. Motherfucker boy double O and all that. Yo, Lady Low, time to turn up. What's your choice?
Got this wave looking great. We did it. Beach house on the water. We did it. City, bitch. I like my ride top down with a Beach house on the water, we did it.
And grizzlies on the skizzy, we did it. Dodging one time busting jugs, we lived it. Still drippin', still spittin', pussies livin'. Bushmaster with the suppressor, I gripped it. A goofy rap nigga cranium, I split it. When them hollow stitches contestin', that nigga shit it. These niggas ass and they capping, I get it. Realest nigga in this shit, just admit it. That's my flow, that's my glow, run that dough. We just folks, rap with toast, they can toast. Give me that loop, give me that loop. No hat though, don't get old, I want shit more. Let it cook low, let it whip slow. OG, fuck this clip, yeah.
I already know what it is. It's your boy Cat Daddy. Hey, definitely. Get at my boy DJ Spins. We checking it on. We tagging him in some stuff right now. And you already know. We getting ready to go to Texas. And we going to Texas. We going to Texas. IG Live and on the radio at the same time. Stay tuned for that. Hey, it's about to get crazy. I got my boy Mike G. Hey, he definitely gonna come through with some heat. Hey, he got some big news that he been out there on getting on, so you already know what it is. And it's your boy Cat Daddy. Anything you want to hear, hit me up 347-945-7629. Press 1 to holler at your boy Cat Daddy or get at me. Any of my Cat Daddy Wants page, any of my Underground Talk pages. You know how my pages go down. Like I said, I got my boy Mike G coming in with us shortly. Stay tuned. Hey, you already know. This your boy.
It's a pandemic, gotta get it, yeah. Tryna shine like diamonds in some VVS. I treat every show like my city stay. We gon' shoot a field, grab the TV set. Bustin' big moves, big, high tunes. Turn it up, turn it up, turn it up. Build a kingdom with a few screws, yeah. Now I'm about to turn into a tycoon, yeah, yeah. Had to fix my mind, till I fall in line. I pray I'll be shining, this only my prime, yeah. Tryna reach levels, greater than greater.
Carolina vibes. Hey, re-up. Hey.
I heard they sleeping on me, wake 'em from them nap. Niggas saying hip-hop dead, I'ma bring it back. I gotta scream my city everywhere I'm at. Wasn't for South Carolina, then where would I be at? Life in Dillon County, we been on the map. South of the border, I know you heard of that. With another Carolina, only north of that. You need I-95 to get to where I'm at. Man who fucking with me, man who fucking with me. Riding with a 30, not enough with 50. Niggas got them choppers, you ain't gotta see me. All it takes is a call, he ain't gotta see me. They ain't fucking with me, they ain't fucking with me. He bought with the chains, cause I'm a different species. Niggas tryna join a wave, I just wanna be me. It's hard to find another nigga like me. Cause ain't another nigga like me. Name another nigga like me. Cause ain't another nigga like me. It ain't nobody. Caught your bitch looking, yeah, you know she took it. Love the complexion and waves, she want her ship sunken. She want a private show, hit Ace for bookings. Cause good times ain't free, girl, you can call me Bookman. Feeling on my body, but they say I'm managed. She be calling me Poppy, but she ain't even Spanish. She love that I'm smooth, your nigga not me. It's the way I was bred, I'm 843. A Carolinian nigga, my lingo be exquisite. Hit my line for the toes when you wanna visit. She biting every line, love the way I'm fishing. Back catch it every time when the nigga pitch it. I already told you, girl, he ain't me. You deserve the real, that's all you get from me. Expose you to the best, girl, soon you see. You just remember re-up, 843. They ain't fucking with me, they ain't fucking with me. He bought with the chains, cause I'm a different species. Niggas tryna join a wave, I just wanna be me. It's hard to find another nigga like me. Cause ain't another nigga like me. Name another nigga like me. Cause ain't another nigga like me. It ain't nobody. They ain't fucking with me, they ain't fucking with me. He bought with the chains, cause I'm a different species. Niggas tryna join a wave, I just wanna be me. It's hard to find another nigga like me. Cause ain't another nigga like me. Name another nigga like me. Cause ain't another nigga like me. It ain't nobody.
You know that sometimes you gotta let them know. Been in true colors, they really start to show. Relationships win and friends come and go. Only positive vibes, you know it's studio. When you mow in your yard, it's when it's safe to show. It's always important to never let it go. If you ever should fail, they never let it go. Only positive vibes, you know it's studio. Positive vibes.
Interest is their intuition. When they're too busy for you to ever listen. Results of your failure, they always envision. Keep a long handle spoon, that mean keep your distance. They pray for the worst, they hope and wishing. Good decisions you make, they manage your decision. Hate when you shine, no one to see you glisten. When you're next coming up, they politic against you. Give negative vibes, cause they don't care about you. Expecting the worst, they always doubt you. Only positive people should have us around you. When they building you up, no one can ever down you. Be self-driven so you don't ever slack. Represent well and always giving back. Hard work for success, it ain't no time to slack. Remain motivated, create your own path. Know you can live with that.
Sometimes you gotta let them know. Been in true colors, they really start to show. Relationships win and friends come and go. Only positive vibes, you know it's studio. When you know it's your heart, it's when it's safe to show. It's always important to never let it go. If you ever should fail, then never let it go. Only positive vibes, you know it's studio.
No matter where you are, you remember problems always can follow you. Just be positive with every little thing that you do. Always be patient, good things are always coming to you. On your cloudy days, the sun will always shine through. Always consistent in positive ways. Always do your best, forget what the haters say. Remember people gon' hate no matter what you do. Ain't like they got love for you, but then they stun on you. Quick to pass judgment, not knowing nothing about you. Then spread lies because they hate the truth. Many wanna see you dead but crying when you gone. Always keep your head high to take you out the zone. When they pockets was hurting, you was always dead alone. Anytime you had problems, you never left alone.
Hey, live, you already know what it is. This boy, Cat Daddy. Hey, I had to bring in my other page, that Cat Daddy Wants page. Hey, that page stay in jail, so I had a bootleg shit.
Shit is, man. Them motherfuckers be on some bullshit sometimes, man.
They be on some straight bullshit, especially since
I had to challenge them the other day, like about a week or two ago on the post. It was like friendly, it didn't say no cuss words or nothing, and for some reason they went against some guidelines and they tried to take it off, right? And so I actually went and sent an email and all that shit, and I challenged them and I went told to check it again. I think y'all made a mistake. I was very, very respectful about it, though. Know what I mean? I wasn't on no G shit. That way, they wasn't trying to fucking cancel my shit anyway. And they reviewed it, and they got back to me, and they reposted it. They were like, we apologize, and we made a mistake. I was like, what? And I feel like I had won some shit.
We will. Got their ID on that bullshit. Like, hey, they on that. But ever since Facebook took over, though, we ain't have no problem over here. Until Facebook took over this damn app. And when they took over that app, they came with their bullshit.
Yeah, they fucked it all up, man. They stayed beefy with Boosie all the time, too, yeah. Man. Boosie's always having to get a new page and shit, too.
Hey, yeah, they can't. Boosie, my boy Boosie can't win for shit. Hey.
Yeah, man. I be fucking with Boosie a lot, man. So I be watching this shit, dude. He's always like, him and Mark Zuckerberg got some personal beef together and shit, you know what I mean? They really hate each other, so they always try to cancel my man Boosie.
Definitely. Always try to get him out the game. What's good, man, with you? What's good with you, man?
I appreciate you for having me on the show, bro, man. Shout out to MJ Savino and Will as well at the Hip Hop Conics, man. You know, shout out to them. You know, they dope as hell. You know, she definitely, you know, her accolades speak for themselves, you know what I mean? So she's doing her thing too, man. You know, I've been fucking with her for a minute, so whenever she lined up this interview or here with you, I was like, oh, hell yeah, man. I just met Cat Daddy not too long ago.
So
that was dope, man. You know, I'm really honored to be on your platform again, bro.
For sure. I appreciate you dropping by. You already know, like I told you in Texas, you always welcome.
Shit, man, it was a real honor to meet you in person again, bro. You know, thank you for having us down there, having the Mob Out family down there, having my boy Bishop.
Yeah.
Y'all put on my boy Triple O as well. Kalissa, you know, the homie Kumba as well. I met him over there at your event. Dope artist, man. I've been bumping their music nonstop since we got back and since I met him, actually. I've been fucking with Bishop for years now, you know. We also got Breezy on... In the comments as well, man. Shout out to Breezy F, baby. You know, that's the homie right there, man. They're the ones that introduced me to this media shit, man. You know, I was on their platform back in the day on the Mob Out Mondays. So that's how I got introduced to all this radio shit, man. Look what I'm doing now, you know what I mean?
For sure. Definitely moving, grinding. You already know.
Yeah, man. I learned from some of the best, bro. You know what I mean? They inspired me.
Definitely. And, now,
and you, though, man, you definitely grown a lot in what you're doing since the time that I've been messing with you as well, too. You know what I mean? You got a lot of stuff going on. I mean, you going state to state, bro. I mean, that says a lot.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, definitely. Hey, but took a minute to, hey, took some grinding out there.
Yeah, it did, man. You know, luckily, I can say I'm about to launch season 6 now. My talk show, Real Talks, on Slaughterhouse Radio, you know what I mean? Season 6 already. I can't believe I've been doing this for more than 5 years now, man. It's like, damn, 5 years of went by and shit? I mean, that's just crazy, you know what I mean?
It's crazy. It'd be like, where the time go? And then you'd be like, okay, the time been well spent, though.
Yeah, man. I have been able to make a lot of moves, man. I've been able to cross paths and rub shoulders with a lot of people and a lot of influential people as well. And I've learned a lot along the way. And, I mean, they're just doing the shows, you know, that I've been doing and talking to people and maybe sharing little gems, you know. That's what I like about interviewing people, man, you know, getting a little taste of what everybody's gone through, you know, through their eyes and through their perspective and goods and bads, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
A real interview always shares the goods and bads of whatever it is y'all doing, you know what I mean? That's how I feel people learn. So, I definitely respect and I salute everybody that comes on my platform and shares their stories with us and our listeners. You know, I don't take none of that shit for granted from anybody.
For sure, definitely. Can't take it. Can't take it for granted. Hey, nah, I meant to ask you before we got to chopping it up, we got to talking. But, hey, go ahead and put a little bit of contact information out there for my people so they can make sure they get it too and everything you got going.
Yeah, man, everybody tuning in right now and everybody that fucks with this live, man, I'm Mike G. Y'all can follow me on Instagram at therealmikeg.music, and music spelled M-U-Z-I-K. My link tree's on my bio whenever y'all go to my page. From there, y'all can follow my Twitter, my Facebook, my YouTube. Check out my interviews with certain magazines and certain publications. I also take submissions for my radio mixes, man. You know, I got, as well as Real Talks with Mike Dizzle, I also got Mike's Global Mix as well, man, which is going into Season 6 World 2 on KSHZ Slaughterhouse Radio out of Houston, Texas. We have an app that y'all can download. It's Slaughterhouse Radio. Free download, man. You know, we got him. We got everybody in the mix, man. You know, we go from the indie to the mainstream. You know what I mean? I play classic hip-hop, old-school hip-hop, new shit, mainstream. I mean, everybody loves it. I love it. Everybody loves music. You know what I mean? Whenever, you know, music helps me get through my day while I'm at work.
Mm-hmm.
So, as well as millions of other people around the world. So, and if you're an artist that's sitting on some heat and you feel the world needs to hear it, y'all give it to me, man. You know, my email is mikeg17197@gmail.com. I'm going to put that in the comments right here so people can check it out. And y'all send me music, man. Sure, you know, we'll get it in. I got a lot of music out right now as well. I just signed to 10 Stealthy Bridge Squad Records when we were at Cat Daddy's interview in Austin, matter of fact. I was performing there, man, and the CEO, Mac Drama himself, was out there, came and checked out my performances, as well as my other homies. And, man, he made it a pretty big announcement. Talked about it, man, talked about bringing me onto the squad. Got the motherfucking contract, all that shit, man. You know, it's official, baby.
Let's
go. TSLT Bridge Squad, man. You know, I'm ready to release some music. I'm currently sending out a lot of new music to put out as well, so... I mean, hopefully we got a new single at least dropping here pretty soon with 1017. It's ready to go. My new single, which is which I performed at your event as well, too, man. It's been well received. It's currently sitting at about 14,000 streams, I believe, on Spotify. It's been out about a week. And, man, you know, that's a dope-ass track, man. You know, it was the first kind of track that I've made like that. I crossed into the reggaeton genre. But, you know, I still kept it hip-hop as well. So, you know, I think I did a pretty good little blend of hip-hop and reggaeton. So, y'all go check it out, man. You know, anybody that ain't checked it out yet, know what I'm saying by Mike G, baby. Y'all check it out on all platforms, Tidal, YouTube, Spotify. Add it to y'all's playlist, man.
Definitely.
You know, and I'm ready to work with, man. Y'all want to work? Shit, I'm open for features, hooks. Let's get it, man. You know, shit, let's get it. I'm ready to work.
Definitely with it. And we got that joint over here. We're going to give him a taste of it in a little bit. And we definitely got that joint. Hey.
Yeah, yeah.
No.
Yeah, when I was down there at your event, man, I performed a number of new music. And I also hit him with a new track called Little Mo, which is dropping soon on all platforms as well. It's featuring the homie Triple O and another artist out of Hobbs, New Mexico, named Trouble Loke. Man, he's got some pretty big features like Rich, Stag, man, a lot of dope, man. I can't even remember them all, man. He's definitely one of the artists that's always grinding and going state to state as well, doing out-of-state shows and shit like that. And not only that, but he hosts a lot of shows every Thursday in Hobbs, New Mexico. He's one of the guys that gives artists the opportunity to perform and, you know, shit like that, you know what I mean? So he brings down big name artists and He gets shows booked, man, you know, Thursdays and at a place called Diamond Lil's in Hobbs, New Mexico.
Okay.
Man, he's always got something going on, man. Now he's hosting, like, pool tournaments as well as that, you know, with live music. So that's pretty dope, man. You know, one of the cats that I definitely respect in the game doing his thing.
Definitely.
Because he gives back to the people as well, man. I mean, he's always doing things for the people. Yeah, man. I also want to shout out my homie Bishop Graves, man, from All About Entertainment. He was the one that invited me out to come perform at your event.
Mm-hmm.
As well as my boy Triple O. And, man, you know, he's one of the cats I've been rocking with for a long time, man. He's always been 100 with me. And I definitely try to give back what I can, you know, because of people like him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he took the time to explain shit to me about how to move correctly in this game, you know, how to get your shit registered,
mm-hmm.
BMI, ASCAP, you know, that type of shit, sound scan. I didn't know about none of that shit.
Okay.
You know, so I talked to him on his platform, you know, when he interviewed me a couple of times. So, you know, there's definitely people like that that keep me motivated to keep doing what I'm doing, you know what I mean? Because you learn so much in the process, you know what I mean? And people are watching you, bro, you know what I mean? People be watching you and shit, you know what I mean? So,
yeah.
I like to do what I do, you know what I mean? It's fun. It keeps me motivated.
Definitely. That's what it is. Because a lot of artists, they, like you say, a lot of artists don't know the business, so they ain't trying to learn the business. And it's cats like my boy Bishop, cats like me, cats like Breezy Elf. They teaching you the business as you go, because they could really be taken from you. Because I done seen it. A whole lot of people take from you, and they don't teach you nothing. But people that's teaching you the business and teaching you what you need to do, hey, that's always a big up.
Yeah, man, no doubt, bro. You know, but I got a lot in the works, man. I got an album ready to release. You know, I actually need to get some cover art work done for it. You know what I mean? That's really all we need. We're lacking, and other than putting it together, you know, but we got several tracks already for an album. It's a collaboration album between me and my boy Triple O, as well as other artists that we've gotten. You know, like we got a big name feature like K Reno.
Okay.
We got a new track with a dope artist out of Houston named GT Garza. He's a pretty big Latino artist and shit. He's got a lot of big name features. A lot of his tracks got like millions and millions of views. So that was definitely a good move for us.
Okay.
It's got a track called Why. It's, you know, I'm looking forward to dropping that as well. And my boy Triple O, man, he's got a lot of music, man, that we've been working on. I just recorded another track the other day, matter of fact, you know. I sent it over to the homie Bishop. You know, got his opinion on it so far, but it's just a hook. But I already got a verse ready for it. I'm ready to hit the studio and drop to record that. You know, it's kind of hard, man, you know, being a father now with a 2-year-old baby, you know, and shit, and you know, it's hard to get away to get to the studio, man, you know, so, you know, I got to pick my time wisely, you know what I mean? I got to plan for it and shit, you know, it's not always very easy shit to just jump away to the studio and shit, man, you know what I mean?
Right now,
I had a plan to get away, you know, to do this interview right now, man, because,
so.
And then right now, man, all week, I've been fucked up, bro, I fucked my back up, man, I pulled my back, like, last Sunday, dude.
Hey.
So shit, all week, man, I've been walking around like an old man and shit, like, fuck.
Yeah.
And then yesterday we had a birthday party for my little boy.
Okay.
So I had a house full of people and little kids running around everywhere. And then I was throwing barbecue and shit, so I had to make sure everything was on point and on time.
Mm-hmm.
And chasing my little boy away, trying to keep him away from the grill and shit, you know, man. Man, I'm worn out. I ain't even gonna go to work tomorrow, dog. I done called in and shit. I said, I ain't gonna be there tomorrow, man. Fuck that.
For sure, but hey, you gotta, hey. Just take care of home. You always got to take care of home. Hey, you always got to take care of home. Throughout your back, take care of home, but you got to take care of home.
I feel like Uncle Elroy and Friday, bro. I sleep with this. Mine is the motherfucking mansion in Rancho Cucamonga. That's how I feel right now, man. Exactly like Uncle Elroy.
For sure. Definitely.
Yeah, man. So what you been going on? What's been going on with you since you got back from Austin, bro? You know, I see you been moving still, man. You been staying busy with.
Yeah, still staying busy, still on the move. Got the magazine popping, still grinding. About to get back on the road a little bit more. We got the show. I got the show in Burlington, North Carolina coming up, and then I'm putting together something for The next move out the Burlington gonna be Sunday, Charlotte, and then I'm debating on. I said I was doing stuff for the Essence Festival, but I'm trying to get somebody in New Orleans. I know, cause I ain't never been to New Orleans, so I don't wanna get somewhere else. Huh?
It's nice over there in New Orleans.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's nice in New
Orleans. I spent about 3 years over there.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right, though. You don't want to be caught up in the wrong neighborhood and shit like that, because it gets sketchy out there.
It gets sketchy, So going to be my first time going to New Orleans. So definitely I'm trying to work with some people I know out there in New Orleans. And then we got the I'm definitely bringing back the Rolling Loud stage down there in Miami. So,
it was quite an experience when I was in New Orleans. I wish I would have been doing music like how I am, like all the shit that I'm involved with now. I wish I would have been doing this back then when I was working over there in New Orleans, because I was down there like in 08, I believe, whenever Katrina hit.
Yeah.
I was down there after Katrina hit, man. That's what I went down there for, to go help with all that shit. And I ended up being down there for about 2-3 years. You know, I come home for like, you know, a week or two. You know, I'd be gone for about a month or 2 months or 3 months at the most. But yeah, man, it was some shit, dog. But Bourbon Street was dope, though, man. Yeah. I mean, I went to the Bourbon Street a lot. We spent a lot of time over there in the French Quarter.
Yes.
And it's, you know, looking back at it now, if I was an artist and shit, you know, like how I am now, doing shows and shit everywhere, I'd have been over there doing shows too. You know what I mean? I'd have been wheeling and dealing, talking to the fucking venues and all that, because there were a lot of spots, you know, there were live music playing and shit, or guys that were rapping and singing and shit like that. And I'd be like, and I was kind of like, you know, involved with music about, you know, about making beats, but I really wasn't a rapper. I wasn't rapping then at that time. But, you know, like, damn, the opportunities were there, you know what I mean? Looking back at it now. So, like, you know, if I was to go right now to New Orleans and shit, man, I know I could get some shit popping and shit, you know what I mean? I don't know how to move pretty much now.
Yeah.
Knowing what I know. You know, you just got to talk to them club owners and the venues and shit, you know? That's where the contacts are at.
That's where it's at. In the French Quarter, I know for the Essence Festival, it's kind of hard to get in the French Quarters. So they trying to move. I found some spots that's out. Man, I did find one spot in the French Quarters, but it's the price range up there. I gotta see do it make sense. But I found some spots out. But like I said, this will be my first time ever going to New Orleans. I ain't never been to New Orleans, so I'm not gonna operate in a city I don't really know without no help.
Yeah, definitely gotta know somebody. What was good with us and shit beneficial for us was when we got down there, you know, we already had some contacts. Well, not me, but the people that I was working for, you know, they had people there, you know, so we already had houses to go stay at and shit. And there were a lot of people that were making a lot of money, but they were like living homeless basically, because they were like living in a tent or under a bridge somewhere, because they couldn't find nowhere to stay. And they came from states away to go over there and work and shit. Luckily for us, we had a house that we were staying at in Mississippi. Actually, we were in Gulfport, Mississippi, when we initially got there. And it was like 15 motherfuckers, bro. I ain't gonna lie. It was like 15 of us in a double wide trailer house, trying to share two restrooms. Man, so that was like, you know, that was a motherfucking challenge in itself. I was like, man, what the fuck I come get myself into? And I was ready to fly right home after a week and shit.
Yeah.
But I stuck it out, man, and we ended up wheeling and dealing and picking up work, and we ended up making a deal with some rich motherfuckers that were like in a gated community that owned some townhouses, like some brand new townhouses. At the time the hurricane hit, they had just bought this house for his daughter or some shit for a wedding present. The house was like not even 6 months old when it got hit by a hurricane. And this house is just, other than the flooding that happened downstairs, and the chimney that got knocked over, we fixed it all up. We were able to stay there rent-free for the entire time that we were there in New Orleans, man. So we were living in a badass three-story townhouse with the code to get into the gate and all that shit. We was there, all us hood motherfuckers with a bunch of white folks. Cat, I ain't even lying, bro. Number of white folks, dude. So that would have been badass to shoot a video there. Like, if I would have been doing music, it would have been perfect. And it was badass, bro. But, you know, after a while, we got to know everybody. Everyone liked us and shit. But in the beginning, them motherfuckers do not like no Mexicans in their hood, bro. I'll tell you what. It was some shit though. But, yeah, it was cool, man. You know, I got to eat a lot of crazy food, and I never tried alligator before until I got over there. I ate gumbo and all that shit. It was good, man. I like New Orleans, man. I'll definitely go back if I could right now.
Definitely, definitely. Now we about to get him a little taste of your music. We got this No C joint. Hey, give him a little preview of it. How you put this joint together? And hey, what's the plans for it?
Yeah, man. Shout out to Isotaurus Beats. I found him on BeatStars.com and shit. You know, on Twitter. And he makes a variety of beats, man. You know, so I bought this beat off of him and shit. You know, got the rights and all that. And it's something I never tried before. I mean, it's my first track like this. That Latin America type shit. They got the clubs popping and got the girls shaking their booties on the dance floors.
Mm-hmm.
And I also kept the hip hop as well, man, because I'm a hip hop artist, man. So I wanted to blend it, see what I could do, man. And I think I did good, man. Y'all give me y'all's opinion, man. It's out now on all platforms. Video coming soon as well. We're already working on the video. So right here, No Sad by Mike G on Underground Talk Radio, baby. Let's get it.
Missing it up like that. How was it missing it up like that?
Man, I'm telling you, bro, before I got to the studio to actually go cut the track, man, shout out to my boy, Chris Bone Garza out of Lubbock, Texas, too, man. He got down on that mixer for me. I had it down, bro, you know, before you go record a track, you know, you run through it and shit before you get to the studio, right?
Yeah.
I could do that 10 times without fucking up, not one time. I got to the studio. It came to that first fucking... I recorded the Spanish part first, easily, you know what I mean? I don't know. That was my first time I recorded like that. I did that easily. When I got to my hip-hop part, I just had trouble catching my cue to come in, man. It must have took like 20 takes. I ain't gonna fucking lie. And luckily, you know, he was patient. He didn't give a fuck. He didn't have nothing going that day, you know, because you know how a studio sometimes needs. You got an hour or whatever it is. But, man, I paid him his cheese. I actually gave him a lot of money. Last studio session because I knew it was going to be a minute because I wanted to record it all in and there and get this. And that's my first time using auto too as well, you know what I mean? So it was new for me doing that genre and new for me using auto tune.
For sure.
So, you know, I struggled a little bit, but I just kept fucking with it. I got it, and I finally got the right take, you know what I mean? And then I went back and recorded the hook again like days later because me as an artist, when I record a track, I like to take it home with me and sit on it for a couple of days and shit, you know what I mean? To see what I can hear, if I need to add something, if I need to take some out, if I need to turn something down, if I need to turn something up, shit like that, you know what I mean? And producers appreciate that type of shit because they want to know where and what direction to take your track, you know, because they want you to be happy with their mixing and shit like that, you know what I mean? So the more ideas and the more data you can bring them, up front, you know, from the beginning, it works better for them, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I definitely went back and I told him, man, I think it'll sound better if I do it like this. We did it, and it did sound better. And the cover art, man, shout out to the homie Nuno of Vocaloid Productions, man. I'm going to tag him right now. He's a guy that does lots of my cover art work, man, for my graphics. And The model that I got in that picture on that stairway, her name is Cammy. I'm gonna tag her right now too as well. She's out of Canada, man. She's actually from Canada.
Okay.
And I've been rocking with her for a minute on Instagram as well, man. So, you know, she's very cool, man. Very cool person. She's dope. She's a dope artist as well, man. That's actually how I met her. They sent me some music, and she was on the track, and I've been rocking with her since, man. You know, I actually want to get on the show pretty soon, but
yeah.
She was graceful and she was cool enough to let me get a picture of her to use for my cover art, man, and I did, and she was happy with it, man. It came out dope. They made it look cool, you know what I mean? So I definitely got another track like that already that I'm working on right now, you know what I mean? Because I don't want to just do one.
Yeah.
It came out good. I got a good reception. They received it pretty good. I probably got about 14,000 streams on Spotify, so I'm ready to go record another one like that, man. You know, everyone liked it.
For sure, definitely. We definitely went hard. I'm about to say, she up in Canada. We got to get her down here real soon. Y'all got to do a video for that. Y'all got to make that pop.
Man, that'd be dope, bro, because, you know, I'm actually working on that video right now. You know, I had a homie come. I performed that song a couple of weeks back at a show that I did here in Lubbock, Texas. I opened up for Dope Class Records recording artist Justin Case. So I opened up for him over here, and I did that song, and I had a guy come and shoot a couple of scenes for me, man, for that video, for that song. But now, you know, I mean, I want the female in the video, you know what I mean? Because, you know, it's kind of like a sexy type track.
Yeah.
You know, so, man, you know, that's kind of where I'm at right now, man. Like, fuck, man, you know what I need to do? You know, my wife wouldn't want to do nothing like that, you know? I'm sure she wouldn't want to do nothing like that. So, you know, so I'm about to find somebody, you know what I mean? I'm about to do something and shit, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Make that pop, yeah, I gotta make that one happen right there.
Yeah, man, because I'm definitely pushing, man. What's up, Dex, man? Shout out to the real Dex, he just chimed in.
Okay.
He said he'd shoot it, that'd be dope, man.
For sure.
That'd be dope. Hey, real Dex, man, hey, Dex, shoot the homie Underground Talk Radio right here, man. Shoot him some music, bro.
Yeah.
This guy right here, he's a dope artist out of San Antonio.
Okay.
I've been rocking up for a minute, too, as well, man. He sent me three joints the other day, man. Just hooks.
Yeah.
Spaced out already with the verses ready to fill in.
Okay.
Three different type vibes, man. You know, dope ass tracks, bro. We definitely got some music coming out soon. We're working on that here, man. Like, you know, here pretty soon, bro. So, y'all stay tuned for our Mike G track featuring, I mean, Real Dex featuring Mike G and Triple O, because they're his tracks.
For sure.
You know, he's trying to move over to me to do something with it, man. So, you know, shoot Breezy F, baby, and shoot Underground Talk Radio some music, bro. You know, they got a nice platform, man. They're going to get you a rotation, dog. They dope.
Definitely. I just put my email in the comments with Dick. Hey, just definitely shoot me an email. I check y'all. Make sure you put a subject line tonight interviews, because I get so many emails that I know. I know it for you. Some of my emails, they getting kicked. I can get so much emails. Some of it get kicked spam, so I don't have to check my spam.
Yeah,
sure.
Bro, me too, man. You know, and I'm constantly having to do that now. You know, I gotta go through my spam and delete that shit. You know, go through what's good, because you know a lot of my shit gets sent to spam now. You know, because I get a lot of shit from like the Green Hits .com and shit. You know, for the DJs and shit coming that network as well. So I get that shit flooded in my emails all the time.
Oh,
shit,
yeah,
you know what I mean?
Listen, yeah, they go crazy. All them DJ sites, because I'm in Green Hits. I'm in Avatar, and I'm in Vertical. I'm a Vertical DJ. I'm actually a Vertical DJ. And then I'm a Nerve DJ, too. So the Nerve DJ is sending me son. The Vertical DJ is sending me son. Like you say, the Greenhurst, they go crazy. They just send everything.
Yeah,
man.
Hey, the homie Bishop just tagged DJ Sean Swift.
Yeah.
Shout out DJ Sean Swift, man. Hey, yeah. Hey, Dick, send DJ Sean Squid some music too as well, bro.
And
he's also a DJ that got some platforms as well, man. Platforms on these comments, man. I mean, this is what networking's about.
And then he in the ATL.
These guys are 100%, man. You know, they'll give that shit a rotation. They're doing their thing. Everybody got their own brand, man. You know, that's dope, man. You know, now that we're talking to people like this right now, man, that's dope. Look at that. Shout out to the homie Zachariah in there too, man. Shout out Zachariah.
Definitely.
Man, shit.
Definitely get it to my boy DJ Son. That's just the playback feed. That's the live feed. And they gonna fit the playback feed.
Yeah.
So the playback feed, you'll be able to hear the whole interview. That's just the live feed. But yeah, DJ Son Swirl, that's my boy right there. He a Nerd DJ too. He out there in the ATL. He definitely doing the thing. No, I done pulled up on him a couple times.
Yeah, man. I was checking out some of his videos the other day, man. He gets down with them scratching and shit, dude.
Yeah.
I hit him up about doing something, man. He wants to, I want to get him to scratch some of our shit, you know what I mean? Put the scratches in it, because I don't really know anybody over here in my area that gets down like that.
The old school, because he do it the old school way, the old school scratch. Too many DJs do it the old school scratching way. Everything is computers and digital now.
I don't know anybody that does that type of shit over here, man. Everybody does computer shit, you know what I mean? I don't know what motherfuckers was doing. I watched a video of him doing the whole, whole track. I was like, damn, motherfucker. I tagged my boy Triple O and that shit like five times and shit. That motherfucker never responded, man. Goddamn. My boy, he don't be on social media much, man. You know, I'll be apologizing for that shit. He ain't like me. He ain't on social media all the time, but we be looking for somebody like that that can do some shit like that, man, on the track. So I definitely got to fuck with DJ Sean Swift, man. Hey, DJ Kimo. Shout out DJ Kimo, man, over there in motherfucking Germany. I believe he's in Germany, right? Is he in Germany, Bishop? I think he's in Germany, bro. My bad, entertainment, bro. We got motherfuckers all over the world.
We're doing it. And that's all you got to do. Hey, this new game now. Hey, you in Texas.
Yeah.
I'm in the Carolinas right now. That's how it go down.
In the Carolinas, man. Yeah. Shout out DJ Kimo, man. We got a new project out right now that he does that I'm featuring on as well as Bishop and the Mob Out family is called The Movement. Y'all can stream that shit on DJ Piff. I mean, on that Piff. And other platforms as well, man. So, The Movement. Dope-ass tag, man. Dope-ass tracks from these motherfuckers and shit that I bought with the Mob Out family, man. Kalissa, myself, Kuba, Bishop, DJ Kimo. trying to switch up in that shit. NTE, Intune Entertainment, my best. I would want to say that the hashtag on the, I mean, the handle on Instagram, I always want to say it like that. But it's Intune Entertainment. It's called Welcome to the Movement, man. That mixtape is out now, man. Y'all need to go check it out.
Check that out. Hey, Sal. Hey, now for my people that's gonna come check y'all either tonight, later on this week, hey, what's the biggest support you need? What's the biggest thing you need for new fans, new people that come check you out to do?
Man, y'all go to my Instagram and hit my link tree, or just go see my new single, man. Hit my new single up. You know what I'm saying? I would really appreciate that. You know, it's the latest thing we put out, or not we, myself. I also got a new song that I put out my boy Triple O a couple of months back. It's hit over by 77,000 streams already on Spotify as well. It's called Still Our Right.
Okay.
You know, that was a suicide awareness, suicide prevention type, you know, project that we put together. We released it during Suicide Awareness Month, during the Suicide Prevention Week.
Yeah.
You know, because at some point or another, suicide has touched a lot of people, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And that's really why we did it, you know, for people that are, hey, the homeboy Trouble Oak just joined in. Shout out Trouble Oak. That's the guy I was talking about that got artists. I mean, he has a lot of opportunity for artists all the time. On Thursdays and Fridays and shit over there in the house in Mexico. He's always doing a lot of things, man. I actually had a show with him, like, last week that I was supposed to be at, and I didn't go with shit. I was all fucked up from my bag, man, you know what I'm saying? And, but he does a lot of shit, man. This guy, he's one of the guys that performs out of state and all that shit, dude. He goes all over the place, man. You know, you're dope ass artist, man. Y'all gotta check him out. Trouble Oak 13, man. But yeah, back to Still Out of Right, man. The video's out now on YouTube. It's me and my boy Trouble Oak. I actually had my niece and my nephew acting in that video and shit, you know, so they loved that experience. It was pretty cool. And the songs are doing pretty good, man. It's about 77,000 on Spotify, you know, more across all platforms.
And you definitely. And that's
the new single I got, dude, is coming out. The new song is called Little Mo. I'm not sure if I sent it to you or not, but it's going to drop soon. It's me and Trouble Oak, featuring Trouble Oak as well. And, man, it's a dope-ass track. It's one of the tracks that I performed at over there at Tree Venue in Austin for South by Southwest. And, man, it's a dope-ass track, man. Little Mo, you know, I've been getting a lot of great feedback for it as well. So that's coming to all platforms, man.
For sure, for sure. And like I was saying, that on that other track, that's what we need right now. It's mental health awareness month. Like you say, suicide, it doesn't touch a lot of people. So, hey, make sure you stay up on your mental health awareness because it's a real thing.
Yeah, man, yes. And I'm glad it is beginning to look that it has been, bro, because the video itself was shot by an award-winning filmmaker, short filmmaker, director, filmographer, you know, however they want to say it. But he's like actually like in film awards and all that shit. You know, he'd be submitting his work to all kinds of festivals and shit, and he'd be winning shit, you know what I mean? That's an award-winning motherfucking, it's a real deal, dude. Over here in my house, just shooting scenes in my house right here and other places around Lubbock, man. He actually lives in Dallas. Shout out Adam Postle, man. I'm going to tag him in this shit too, man. So anybody that needs that work done for the videos and photography, man, this guy right here is the real dude, dude. It don't get no better than this right here, man. This dude is dope.
We about to show him the video on YouTube.
Oh, yeah, man. Still Our Rights. IG and Triple O. Man, it's dope, man. It's a dope-ass video. I'm just so happy that it's gotten the love that it has been. And actually, I didn't really put no promotion into it, man. Like, I need to put some money behind that shit. I should for the video. Okay. It's about maybe 1,000 streams on YouTube for the video, but on Spotify, it's been getting love.
We about to
get. Yeah, man, we've all been at that point, man, you know, where we've been close to the edge and shit, you know, facing all kinds of shit in life, but the way I see it, man, you know, life's got to go on for, you know, for somebody in your life, that, I mean, in your family that loves you, you know what I mean?
For sure.
We can't pick out that way, man, so if we ever see somebody going through some shit, you know, I feel it's, you know, it's our responsibility to, you know, give them that certain bubble, you know, the positive vibes and shit, you know, the positive energy, man, you know. Make somebody's day, you know, instead of fucking shitting out of my time, you know what I mean?
For sure.
We never know what somebody's going through, you know what I mean, basically. So, you know, I be complaining about stupid shit sometimes, man, but
we all do.
In the long run, you know, this motherfucker got worse than me, man, so I can't be like that, you know what I mean?
Definitely can't be like that. And we about to show them how good his work is. Yeah, his work look real good. We about to go on tour right now. I'm looking at it on YouTube. We about to show them. We about to show them what the... We get it, bitch.
Positive from it, you know what I mean?
Definitely, definitely. Because like you say, you never know what nobody going through. Just take time, be nice, because that niceness can keep somebody above ground.
Yeah. You may be the only person in that whole day that fucked up shit that they been going through the whole day that was actually nice and shit, you know what I mean? So, you never know. You may, they may have been ready to go there. Fuck their wife up, or their brother up, or their boss up, or their co-worker up, or ready to go rob a bank or something, and you showed them an act of kindness, you know what I mean? And that stopped them from doing what they was gonna, about to go do. So, I mean, that's good, you know what I mean? Or go kill themselves. You know, show them that they matter, you know what I mean? Everybody matters and shit, even whenever they feel like they don't.
Yeah.
Everybody matters to somebody. That's what I think and shit.
You gotta take the good with the bad. You gonna have some good, you gonna have some bad. You gotta take the good with the bad out here.
Oh, hell yeah, man, definitely. That's what I be trying to tell my kids, man. You know, there's gonna be days when you be, ain't nothing wanna go right, shit, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Shit, yeah, shit, it be happening, man. I think, I appreciate you for playing that video, bro, for real, man. That's love, yeah, man. Thank you for that.
For sure, you already know, no problem. Hey, I had to.
And that song is out there on all platforms too, man. It's on Tidal, Spotify, Apple, Pandora, wherever you stream your music from nowadays. You know, y'all can check it out on YouTube as well for free. You know, and the visuals, man. Shout out to Adam Paulson for doing that. We got two more videos to do with him as well, man. We got two more videos as part of the deal that we got with him. So I'm ready to shoot something else, you know, with him and shit.
Okay.
He's been kind of busy here lately shooting movies and shit, though.
For sure, for sure. We got to get the chick down for Canada. I don't know how we going to get her down for Canada, but we got to get her down for Canada. We got to get that no see.
Shout out Cammy, man. Shout out Cammy Ray.
That's got to be one on. You got two joints. Yeah, that's got to be one on. We got to get her down for Canada. I'm going to think of something. We going to get her down for Canada. You already know, Mighty T. We lean. Hey, my niece doing was going to be, hey, what's the biggest support you need? What's the biggest thing you need for new fans, new people to come do when they come check you out this week?
Man, y'all hit me up on Instagram at The Real Mike G Music. And on my link, in my bio, I got my link tree, man. Y'all just follow me on Instagram. Y'all can stay in contact with me with everything that I do. I be posting all my shit on Instagram, man. But definitely go support my new single, Lord Said, man. If I can get that up there, shit, man, I really appreciate that. I appreciate the love. That made me feel good because, you know, I was kind of like iffy about it. You know, I don't know anybody that does that type of music. You know, the producer himself, man. He's like, man, I ain't never had nobody come do some shit like this over here, bro. You're the only one coming and doing some shit like this right now. And I'm like, man. And he said it was dope, you know, even though that wasn't his style of music either. He said that was dope. You know, he knows what good music is. And he mixed it just right, man. You know, it took some fucking with, but we got it. And he's like, man, you know, that shit came out pretty dope. You know, I'm proud to say I'm part of that shit. So shout out to Chris Bogars. I'm going to tag it too, people. If y'all in Lubbock, y'all can hit him up for studio time as well. Because he's dope as hell. I got a new track coming out with him that he did the beat to. And it's got a artist named Country De La Rosa from this area over here. He's dope, man. He's dope. He's one of the best in this area too as well. He gets down. And that's gonna be dope as well, man. I can't wait. That's gonna be called I'm a Boss. Matter of fact, it's called I'm a Boss. Man. My mind kinda went blank. That's dope as hell. I can't wait to do, you know, to finish doing that track. But yeah, everybody, man, y'all can just show me some love by supporting us, say, on Spotify, iTunes, Tidal, Apple, whatever y'all listen to that music on, Amazon. Add it to y'all's playlist, guys. Y'all hit me up on Instagram, man, I'll follow back, man. Y'all hit me up, I'll follow back immediately, you know what I mean? And I'll show the love, y'all show too. Give me some music at me. I'll get that shit in rotation over here on my platforms as well. Y'all definitely fuck with Cat Daddy, man. He's one of the real ones. He's definitely persistent with what he's doing. You know, it's all about, being persistent with what you're doing and being consistent, you know what I mean? And Cat's definitely one of the ones doing it. Underground Talk Radio, they've been doing it for some years already, too, man. So ever since I've been fucking with them, they've been staying consistent with it, man. Doing interviews, doing shows, being on platforms and shit, doing it, man. You know, getting that word out there. And that funny shit you be posting, man, that should be getting me laughing too, man. You know, that helps me get through my day, bro, for real, man. Post like that. For real.
Hey, it be hitting me sometimes. I don't know where. Hey, somebody be getting sick to me, and somebody I be like, God damn, I can't believe y'all put this shit on the internet.
For real, man. The internet, they got no chill, bro. You know what I mean? If you're in a bad mood, man, just go through the fucking people's gifts, you know what I mean? The shit that people be posting, you know, I know the ones that are funny, like you, my boy Country De La Rosa, when I was talking about Boozy, that motherfucker is just wilding out on Twitter and
Boozy
Instagram all the time.
Fool. I just follow him for the hell of it. Boozy. But I don't know what to follow, though, because I got that. I be having to follow, like, the main pages be picking him up, because they, like you say, they just trying to keep Boozy off. So Boozy get a new page, he get kicked off. So you don't know what to follow with Boozy. But he's just a goddamn fool. Especially that shit, he was just overseas in Jamaica. He was just...
Yeah, shit. Oh, my God, dude.
He was telling dude, he was goddamn...
I'm hungry, that smell good.
He was over there tripping.
Yeah, he follows me on Twitter, man, so I fuck with him on Twitter a lot, man, so luckily, shit, I'm able to see his real, whenever he gets kicked off one, he'll be like, y'all go follow my new IG page, fuck Mark Zuckerberg, and just be tagging Mark Zuckerberg. I'm like, see, motherfucker, that's the shit that you
get
kicked off, man.
You
kicked off. I'll be following up on that shit, dude. Right now, it's Iron Torrance Hatcher, I think. Oh, good. I think it's what it is. Yeah, I'll send it to you in a minute if you don't got it, man, that we can follow him. And, yeah, he's throwing his shit. He be posting funny shit, dude.
Yeah.
But, yeah, people's jizz, dog. People's memes and shit. Like, right now, I be seeing all kinds of fucking memes of Jada, Will Smith, with all that shit.
Yeah.
Man. That's some shit, dude. I mean, they've been making fun of J-Lo, too. Talking about she has five rings and shit. They've been doing her like she's fucking,
Austin just,
Avengers and shit.
Yeah, Austin just came out with a new track. I just got it today. He just came out a new track. It ain't that. It's all right, but he came out a new track talking about that shit. So that shit gonna pick up.
That shit
gonna pick up, man. Yeah.
I'm gonna check that shit out, dude. Man, I see that they canceled another Will Smith movie, man. That movie Bright. Did you ever watch that movie Bright?
No, I ain't never catched that.
Man, it's pretty dope, bro. It's like, you know, about ills and all that type of shit. Orcs and shit. And they were making part two that was supposed to be coming out soon. They done canceled that shit.
Damn.
So, I was like, damn, they doing real ugly, man.
They doing them dirty right now.
Yeah, man, they sure is, man.
They doing them dirty. You are.
Hey, I said, shout out to A.O. Rock Music. And shout out to the Breezy, man, and Bishop, man. They still been fucking, they've been tuning with us, man. They've been rocking with us.
They've been rocking with us from the start. Hey, but we already know we about to walk out. We going to walk out to this your joint, the one you pushing. Hey, but before we walk out to that No C on C joint, hey, put that contact on No C joint. Put your contact information out there one more time for the people and where they need to go ASAP. All
right, buddy, y'all hit me up on at the Real Mike G Music. I'm gonna put my link sheet right here in the contacts, man. Y'all can hit me up on all platforms right there, man. I got everything on there, my link tree. I got a website too. I got all my shit on it as well. I'm gonna post that in the links. But at the Real Mike G Music, music spelled M-U-Z-I-K. Man, I'll follow back anybody that hits me up, man. You know what I mean? Y'all hit me up with my DMs, with music. Y'all want to see the interview as well. And it's the promo over here. And I'm down to work, man. Kiss Hats and Bridgeport Records. Shout out to the homie OG Mac Drama and shit. You know, we getting it in. I'm ready to do some work, man, you know, to rep that Kiss Hats and Bridgeport as well as my brand as well, man. You know, we're going to be doing it.
For sure. Now the next interview, the 1017 Bitch, well, we're gonna have to put the backdrop on my end, and we're gonna have to figure out a way to put the backdrop on my end and your end at the same time.
Yeah, that'd be dope. Huh? Yeah, I definitely need to do that as well, man. And I got some shit too that I can hang up, man. I need to do that.
For sure.
Yeah, we're definitely gonna do that, man. That's gonna be dope. I'm looking forward to that, man. You know, I appreciate that.
For sure. Hey, I appreciate you watching. You already know you welcome anytime.
Hey, shit, y'all already know it, man. Everybody, my track No Say, my Mike G available now on all platforms, right here on Underground Talk Radio. Big shout out to Cat Daddy Marshall for having me on here, and you have your boy Mike G. And big shout out to MJ Savino over at Hip Hop Conics, man. Y'all follow at MJS Hip Hop Conics.
Get up.
Right now on Instagram, man. They'll get you right, man. You know, shout out to them. Y'all definitely go fuck with the Mob Out Entertainment. 1017 and Brick Squad Records, baby. Y'all be sure to download our app for the radio station that I fuck with. KSHD Slaughterhouse Radio. You know, I got tuned into Real Talks with Mike G and Mike's Little Mix. That's a lot of shit, huh? Goddamn, I got a lot of shit going on.
That's a good thing though. That's a good thing.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, I go download our app, man. You know what I mean? It's a free app, free download. I can jam out to the hottest music. You know, it ain't just me on that platform either, man. It's a lot of other dope DJs. They got their own shows. They got dope music as well from dope artists from around the world. You know, I'm just one of many, you know what I mean? But definitely go fuck with my boy Bishop right here, Bishop underscore Mob. That's B-I-S-H-I-P underscore Mob, man. You know, that's the brother right there out there in the VA right now, man, doing it. And he's got a lot of shit lined up, too, for the Mob, man, for the Mob, dog. We're talking about worldwide, bro. Man, I want to let him talk about that shit, though. I don't want to fuck it up. I'm going to let him talk about that, you know. So we definitely got to have him on your platform soon, too, as well,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, we got to get him back ASAP.
Yeah, Bishop, man. You already heard that, Bishop. Get in contact with Kat, man. I'll make that happen so she can make them announcements, bro. Yeah, man. But, yeah, my track, No Say. I'm going to shut up already, man. My track, No Say, right here by Mike G, Underground Talk Radio, baby.
Yeah, get it.
te amo. Yo no sé por qué te quiero. Yo no sé por qué no puedo. No puedo seguir yo estoy contigo. Yo no sé por qué te amo. Yo no sé por qué te quiero. Yo no sé por qué no puedo. No puedo seguir yo estoy contigo.
Check out Tampa. I hate Miami. I ain't even gonna lie to you. I hate Miami. I gotta go to hell for real now, but I hate Miami. I hate that goddamn city.
I'm gonna check it out, man. I've never been to Miami, man. I like to go down there. Yeah, I got invited to go do a show down there a few years back.
Hey, that shit overrated. That shit overrated. Yeah. Miami overrated as hell. I hate Miami. Nothing against y'all. If you on here listening from Miami, nothing against y'all. It's just I hate that city. Hey, I hate sure, that goddamn shit. Last time went down there, I had a fake-ass hotel. They booked me for it. That's a long-ass story. They booked me for a fake-ass hotel. Took me half the day to get another hotel. And then that shit just bad expense. I hate Miami. Fuck that goddamn shit.
Shit, Bree said she hates Tampa. She hates Miami as well, too.
Hey. Weird.
She's in Tampa Bay,
okay, I'm definitely gonna have to get to Tampa. I've been hearing about Tampa. I'm gonna get up there to Tampa.
Yeah, man. Hey, buddy, rock with me, man. I appreciate y'all for fucking with us tonight, man. You know, thank y'all. Yeah. You know, y'all be sure to follow me. I'm Michael Garza on Facebook, but there's a lot of Michael Garzas. So you got a better chance to hit me up on Instagram at the real Mike G dot music.
Yeah.
At the real Mike G dot music. My bad. There's only one at the real Mike G music, so y'all can hit me up on there. I'm also on Twitter as well, man, at the real Mike G M.
So y'all hit me up there as well too.
Get at him ASAP. We tagged him in everything, so he's gonna be easy to find. You already know.
Yeah, man. Hey, but shit,
I appreciate you coming
for having me on your platform tonight, man. I
really do appreciate it, bro. It was great linking up with you this year. You know, it's not about Southwest. Meeting you in person and shit. I think that was, I didn't realize how tall you was, man. I'm like, damn, bro, I thought you were. He taller than
fuck, dog. Shit. Yeah, man, but I'm glad I got some pictures with you, bro. You know, that was cool, man. I know I sent the team as well, too.
Yeah. Well,
we're going to
do a bigger next show. Just wait the next
show. We're going to do it. We'll be here. Yes. I'm looking forward to it, bro. You know what I mean? You know, I already got you with promotion on my platform as well, man. You know, so all you got to do is tag me in there, bro. You know what I mean? All right. I'll share it all over the place for you, too, as well.
All right, bet.
Hey, yeah, man. Well, thank you, man. I appreciate you, man.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's get it. Y'all already know what it is. It's your boy, Cat Daddy. Let me do some administrative work. And hold on 1 second. This is boy Cat Daddy. We got to do some administrative work. We always got to do some administrative work. No night without no administrative work. What the fuck I'm sitting on? Shit. Yeah, thank you. I got some new music I got my hands on. I guarantee one of your local radio stations gonna have their hands on it. I got about 20 minutes, so. Brother, goddamn, big boy, let him know what's the war case.
Just another motherfucking day out in Atlanta. It's your nigga daddy fat. One half of the mighty old and player list of Cadillac. Boys riding to your city. If you with me, bring it back. I'ma stay silent while I'm profiling while sticking to the facts. See right here we doing laps. Why somebody feeling trapped? Never hating, just graduated. I've been down through the cap. No cap. Do the dash and cruise the map. Do the map. I've been around the world and now yeah. True to that. Now who is that? B-I-D-Y. First generation D-Y. I be designated. P-I-M-P and use the P-I. Canary yellow diamond. In the pinky ring, I kiss it, keep it so exquisite. Bro, official, ho, we on the mission. We the tissue. You the toilet paper, gone and flush it. Told the baddest man to hit the hand, I had to go on and touch it, nigga.
Rolling through the city, got the radio dropping. Just ran up another bag. Can't nobody tell me nothing. How you love that? Tell me how you love that.
And they bitch and nick. I like money like hoes. Fred Creek clothes. I can speed dial, did it still. Testing with hoes. Put that on me, big first name Michael. Ain't shit, nigga, but I ain't a damn liar. And I'm really being on it, bitch. You can take it higher. Dance is a trash and your head ain't fire. Boss, bigger, mean money. Go get yourself bigger, nigga. Still in the hood with the pistol, but the paper all come from the pad and the pencil. And the house been paid off and on 20 rent. Pimpin' like pimpin' in the Lincoln Continental. Say my name right, ho, bitch, Michael fucking Rim.
Rolling through the city, got the radio dropping. Just ran up another bag. Ain't nobody tell me nothing. How you love that? Tell me how you love that? How you love that? It feels good to see a player, baby. Catch me off in traffic, I'll be swerving all the lanes. Steady dodging all the static. How you love that?
Y'all know what time it is, you know what I'm talking about? From the tennis shoes or the hard bottoms all the way up to the cap. And we don't even be capping. You feel? Daddy Fat Sacks, man. Sleepy Brown. It's a Dungeon Family Affair. Broadcasting live from Stankonia. The place where all the funky things come from. You know what I'm talking about?
Are you having a good time?
You know what we're doing over here, man.
No,
we're going to hit the summer from the back. Yeah.
No. Shit. New news. You heard it here first. Hey, this your boy.
I bring a knife to a gunfight. They gon' always do it twice when it's done right. I remember riding around to the sunlight, come on. I ain't tryna argue, so I hung up. D-boy fresh with an army, know how I pop out. If bullshit is not important, what I'm all about. Don't play with baby, I'll give you something to cry about. That's a dime, that's what you want for your friends to fly out. Every time we outside, that shit be going up. I got women tryna get at me like you been growing up. Really, I know you see what's happening, I'm steady blowing up. I know niggas want me to fall, but I'm steady going up here. Started from the bottom, how the fuck I'm up here. If you really came from nothing, then you know how that feels. Ain't no issues on the steppers, that's the way that I live. Put some issues on the blisters, yeah, that's what I did. Hardcore frozen. Got my mind set on where however this shit go. Still kinda nervous, hoping nobody would notice. The point I'm at, you slow me down, you fucking on my focus. Bro, I'm really on some old shit. Ain't been on the scene that much, I'm so I'm getting loaded. Ain't talking about weed that I smoke with a lean, I'm folded. I'm talking about this money, I'm saving up, I've been in the tuck. Fucking with me winning the lottery, ain't who couldn't lucky. Know some real ones ready to slide with me if I press a button. People who done really been down for me, they don't ask for nothing. Keeping it 1 million, I'm too real to say that I'm 100. You are not the one, cause you got money. Real shit. I don't know what they told you, but you got me fucked up. You see how we walked in, you can't see me run stuff. I gotta think out the box, I hate being bunched up. Glad that I've been through a lot, you made me a monster. I done seen this shit get grimy, I can't have no country. See, I'm trying to call me an all, but it's only one of me. If I came in this world alone, why I get lonely? I want someone to all my heart, I think it's frozen. I don't feel a lot of this shit, I can't even hold you. Catch me in the mountains with Mike Rubin or hold them. Or catch me in the hood with a Lamborghini with a dozer. I can't even lie, it broke my heart, I was hold on. Gotta keep my fire under my jacket, it's a cold world. She with me when he go out to practice, it's a cold girl. She a goblin, she don't ever stop and make it cold, girl. Man, I'm sorry for putting our business out there, you too. For a loser, you could be winning out here. You keep it wet, I'm going invincible, put your swimming line. Don't worry about that, just do your best, I promise you'll be fine. You let that shit come out your mouth, now you can't press it, wine and stuff there. 5 million cash all blue, you get a rush, yeah. Need a nigga or a bitch, who the fuck cares? You the one that's really sour, I ain't even gonna go there. You was supposed to be here, but oh well. I don't know what they told you, but you got me fucked up. You see how we walked in, you can't see we run stuff. I gotta think out the box, I hate being bunched up. Glad that I've been through a lot, it made me a monster. I done seen this shit get grimy, I can't have no country. See, I'm trying to call me an all, but it's only one of me. If I came in this world alone, why I get lonely? Don't want someone to thaw my heart, I think it's frozen.
Yeah, damn, that shit frozen right now. You already know. That's new shit. Trying to find it right now. You already know what it is. Spike Cat, daddy. Oh, shit. I ain't mean to goddamn hit my boy Charlie Swing. I ain't mean to do that to you. We're going wide out to this Charlie Swing. You already know. I had some new shit on here. Man. Man. Son, I had some new shit from Ella May. She just came with some new shit. We gonna get you that new shit. You already know what it is. That leave me alone shit. Shit going crazy right now too. I guarantee one of your local radio stations gonna have this joint on this week. Hey, this that leave me alone shit. Don't fuck with me shit. Hey, you already know. This your boy. Oh, we gotta pay some bills like always. Let's get it. Let's get it.
I don't know why I do this. Same old drugs, just too sick. Too good, I'm clueless. Guess I really can't blame it on Cupid. Don't ask me what I'm doing. It's only gonna make me wanna do things. If you won't read, I'll do it. I'm stupid.
Cause every time I say I wanna kill, I end up naked. Could it be the pain and the bliss that you make it? Make me act a fool, be a fool. I'm down in the soil of you, baby. All over you, baby. I just can't stop falling for you. You a bad one, baby.
Mike Jordan 23, I'm too street for in the street. Shorty know that we ain't got me, please, nah. I've been guilty for your love and I plead, nah. Take the stress out, cause my
raising up. I took all the L's, still ain't giving up. For the get, so I walk through here and I ain't giving nothing. She said, hey to me, I say, why go on? Gotta keep it strong, walking through my song. Why don't they just let me be? Think I got time, that I only got myself. You not my kind, you are too cool. Come get what I need, then I'm through. I see you like me, I like you too. And I like the money, I know you do. Expedition, got a new stick, new clip for the tension. Make me angry, break the whole block if you mention me. People hating on me and you act like you ain't seeing it. Then they let me find out you a friend of me. But I always said how your friends turn to enemies. Them know I said what I said, they plan on ending me. Money always keep calm like it's canning me. Young pull up and silent running like he's selling. Push start wireless keys. Ooh, right back across and shorty overseas. Tell her bring me back some Louis V and some bath clothes. I pour up every time I drink and ain't no taste gone. Shorty got that chicken, she love, gets her log on. Wet up a whole block with that tape and then they get gone. I can't get cloned, no, I'm spring wrong. They gon' speak on us till I put my flex on. She say, hey to me, I say, why go on? Gotta keep it strong, walking through my song. Why don't they just let me be? Think I got time, that I only got myself. You not my kind, you are too cool. Come get what I need, then I'm through. I see you like me, I like you too. And I like the money, I know you do. Mike Jordan 23, I'm too street for in the street.
You already know what it is. I could say Austin Augustus. Hey, goddamn, he fucked that man pie. He ain't letting that shit go. That pretty much what we got going on right now. He fucked that man pie. He ain't letting that shit go. From wide out, it is drawing the knife. Hey, like always, man. Get at your boy Cat Daddy. Y'all already know. I don't know half the foolishness I'm going to put up until I put the foolishness up. Hey, we going to let you know what Austin foolishness got going on. He about to shake the world.
I heard I was canceled, but let's speak on that. Red dot on my back, I became a target. And I'm flawed but flawless, that's what makes me foggy. I'm hotter than an 8-month summer in Charlotte. And I'm great, no debate, no room for bargain. Really walking like I talk it, y'all just be bargain. I'm a shorty, really bought it, no nickname was fine.
This shit sound like crack, don't it? This shit sound like I'm back for it. And that shit had a nigga paranoid. Industry tried to exile a boy. Mama said we all gotta bear a crow. Had a real life, I'm cut from Jesus' claw. Brother Sean told me, just give it time. And your bitch be telling me I'm feeling fine. And it's true, yeah, it's true, yeah. Cause I'm nothing like you, you are you. I started my little name, shake the world.
In the world, sure.
Cause God damn it, that's right, I shake the world. I heard it's some shit that's gonna go down when you got $1 billion on the elevator. Well, of course some shit was gonna go down when you tangled up with the world's favorite.
Moving on.
Wow.
None of them out of this matrix. I say a prayer for all my haters.
Earth below me, sky above me, through the dark of night with light so that the morning sun unveils all snakes and enemies that's hiding. Me, their terrors make barbarous of different things. Family, mark their sons and homes with R.I.P. and make them all deep, everybody.
Aya Shiki, I'm la DJ, Yarariki, oh.
Words just cast a spell over your body.
You ain't even know.
I put a spell on you. And you and all your ancestors too. Yeah, goddammit, I put a spell on you. And you, and you and all your ancestors too. And you and all your ancestors too.
Special moment in history.
Oh,
definition of entanglement. It's when you're tangling the sheets. Girl, I know that we don't come in a relationship, but you're still fucking with me. Yeah, entanglement. Say when you play it when you say entanglement. Say when you play it when you say entanglement. Say when you get in what you be.
Started leaning on my shoulder, got a question in my willpower. Jaded by her beauty, but her reputation real solid. Moaning down the hallway, I can tell you how I feel about it. Caught up in the matrix, and I doubt if I can get about it. Living like it's no tomorrow, met your boy with open arms. Told you all my darkest stories, promise that you walk the part. Keys are over 40 cars, left me with a broken heart. Till I gotta get around, favorite artist was Tupac. Watch a movie, then we freaking tangled up, I'm getting deeper. Do this shit like every weekend, guess I'm just a little secret. Entanglement is when a mental lick can tell you trouble. The saddest part is I still love you just to keep it simple.
Don't want no strings attached. You just want a nigga that's gon' break your back. And hell, no, I ain't about to play with that. We left you, man, to fuck with me just to pay him back. Don't you know that's cold-hearted? What you gonna coming back? Girl, you're fucking with a youngin'. I be doing shit to lack. No, 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 talking when I see you. All your hands up, down. Around, you the definition of entanglement. Yes, when you're tangling the sheets. Girl, I know that we don't come in a relationship, but you're still fucking with me. Yeah, entanglement. And when you're tangling the sheets, entanglement. And when you're tangling up with me, entanglement. And when you're getting into this, tangling up with me, entangling the sheets.
I'm on my way. I'ma pull up when he there.
He always see me and you fucking shit.
Once he see me, he gon' trip.
Let's be low-key.
Keep it.
Girl, I know I fucked up your head.
Lay you down and shit like that.
Lay you down and shit like that.
Oh,
that ain't my girl, but I got the key.
To the crib and see it pop.
To the crib and to her heart.
She don't wanna label shit, but she need me in her life. I don't have to label shit to put it in her life.
We gon' keep it poppin', shawty.
You my little shorty.
Yeah.
It's a lingerie, so I ain't taking off my sweet. But it's in your trap.
You're in front of me, girl, it's right
there. The definition of entanglement. When you're tangling the sheets.
Girl, I know that we don't come in a relationship,
but you still fucking with me. Yeah, entanglement. Cause when you're tangling the sheets.
Entanglement.
Cause when you're tangled up with me.
Entanglement.
Cause when you're getting into this, tangled up with me, tangled in the sheets.